for goodness sake, wake up and smell the coffee.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much to my fabulous Friday panel. David Buick, economist and market commentator from Panmure Gordon. No doubt speak to you again soon on Money Matters. And Joe Tanner, PR specialist with In-House Communications, formerly PR for Boris Johnson and many others. I say she's had her work cut out for her over the years. Thank you so much for joining us here at Talk Radio.
Great pleasure.
Delighted to say I've got Mr. John Holmes in the studio. Very busy studio today. Tell us what's happening on your show. Usual Nonsense?
Usual Nonsense, excellent. Julia Hartley Brewer. We'll be talking, of course, about the Zach Goldsmith by-election.
That went well.
Yeah, didn't it, though? Didn't it, though? Yeah. But he still managed to look smug throughout. Weird.
I'd be pretty smug if I had 300 million quid in the bank.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't care anyway, does he? Anyway, but also, of course, as it's a Friday, a man in a lift will be taking our haters. We get haters, texts and tweets, as you'd imagine. And instead of
they
ignoring
get quite
them,
a lot on his
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we do. And instead of ignoring them or reporting them to the police, what we do is we give them to a man called Con. That's his name. He goes into the lift out here and he reads them out as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending.
See, they love it.
Wordplay.
They absolutely
that's
love
right.
it.
Wordplay Friday.
I'm loving Wordplay Friday. John Holmes, thank you very much indeed. He'll be here from 1 o'clock to take you through the afternoon. I'm done for another day, done for another week. I'll be back with you on Monday at 10 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned and have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Who's next?
Sue and Eric.
Yeah, I suppose we better.
Ian and Shannon.
Ready to post.
Phil and... thingy?
Sent.
Simon and Gareth.
Ooh, are they still together?
Who's on your Christmas scratch card list? A £1 game store scratch card from the National Lottery could be the best card they'll get. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, well, just after, actually, because of Julia's tardy timekeeping. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's a Friday, it's Talk Radio. Look, here's Tanya with the news.
Thank you. Coming up, new Richmond Park MP dragged off air after grilling by Talk Radio, plus anger after rail tickets rise, and Eddie Redmayne meets the Queen.
Talk Radio.
The new MP for Richmond Park, Sarah Olney, says her Lib Dem by-election win has sent a shockwave through the Conservative government. The victory has been linked to anti-Brexit feeling in southwest London's Richmond Park, which voted to remain in the EU. Midway through her interview with Julia here on Talk Radio, she was dragged off air by her press officer. Julia began by asking, when's the second by-election, before suggesting the Richmond Park voters didn't really know what they were voting for, echoing the claims made by Remainers seeking a rerun of the EU referendum.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Sarah, if you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions about your policy. Can you get Sarah back on the line, please?
Sorry about that.
We've waited an hour. I don't know who you are. We've waited an hour to have this interview. If she doesn't want to answer questions from a radio station, perhaps she's not fit to be an MP.
Another former footballer has spoken publicly about alleged historical abuse in football, claiming Chelsea paid him £50,000 to keep quiet. Gary Johnson's told the Daily Mirror he was abused for 3 years by club scout Eddie Heath. And in the last few minutes, West Midlands Police has said it's investigating 4 historical allegations of child sexual abuse in football. The cost of a rail ticket in Britain will go up by around 2.3% next month, the highest average increase in 3 years. But the rise for regulated fares like season tickets will be capped at 1.9%. These passengers say that's not good enough and they're fed up with what they have to face on their journeys.
Delays, delays, delays. Train drivers not being there, staff not being on the trains, trains being cancelled left, right and centre. Yeah, it's just been a daily struggle.
When there are so many people that rely on the train and that haven't got a good word to say about the services, it's disgusting, really.
And Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne has described receiving an honour from the Queen as incredibly humbling. The Hollywood star picked up an OBE for services to drama in a ceremony at Windsor Castle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of cloud and sunny spells with showers in eastern areas. The high, 9 degrees.
Tanya, can I first congratulate you?
Tanya.
All right, well...
Here we go again.
With Tanya.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have this debate so many times.
It's your name, so you get to choose.
Okay, it is Tanya.
Why,
I like Tanya.
Why not put an R in it then?
Well, it's a silent R and an invisible R. It's just Tanya.
But it's a very loud R.
If you're in the north, I lived in Newcastle for 2.5 years. Happy
yeah,
two and a half years.
Yeah.
And no, it was lovely. And people called me Tanya.
Yeah,
you
see, I'm from the Midlands. See, yeah. That's how I pronounce that, because yeah. I'm Midlands. So yeah. that's why. Don't take it personally.
No, I don't. I've been called a lot worse, trust me.
Well, I know, in that office. They're a vicious bunch. I want to congratulate you, though, on getting through a bulletin without messing a word up, stumbling.
Well, I'm a professional.
Yes. You know, but we're not used to that.
Well, you know, I'm here now.
Yeah. I hope she's listening to this.
Of course she is.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Anyway, you're with us all afternoon.
I am.
Excellent.
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah. Headline hijack in an hour. You know about that, of course.
Yes, I do. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
With a confused face. Good. Tanya.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you very much indeed to you. Now, here's Ben, though. See, that's live. That's live. That's professional as well. That's bothering to put the effort in. But Ben, on the other hand, lazy. Pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger won't comment on whether he was offered the England manager's job before it was given to Gareth Southgate. After Sam Allardyce left the role, FA chief executive Martin Glenn said Wenger fitted the criteria perfectly. The Frenchman didn't rule it out at the time, but he won't reveal whether it was discussed.
I speak always with the FA because I'm a long time in English football, so when things go on, sometimes they contact me, yes. I need to keep confidential my conversations with the FA.
The Gunners travel to West Ham in Talk Sports live commentary match tomorrow evening. On to tonight's action, Newcastle can go 5 points clear at the top of the Sky Bet Championship with a win at Nottingham Forest, and the second round of the FA Cup gets underway with non-league Macclesfield taking on Sky Bet League One Oxford. Finally, the 2017 Tour de Yorkshire Cycling will finish with its toughest stage yet. The three-day event will conclude with a stage lasting over 120 miles from Bradford to Fox Valley. That will include 8 categorised climbs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And that's Ben with it, who powers it personally by sitting on a sort of bike thing.
Exercise bike.
It is,
yeah.
But they've rigged it up to the sport.
Mm.
So in order for the sport to be powered by TalkSport, Ben has to pedal.
Mm.
And it sort of powers the sport.
Well, that's why I can't do it live.
Yes, because I suppose you're right. He's a bit busy, isn't he, doing that? Yeah. No, it does... interesting about TalkSport, isn't it? I wonder if... you know, because, I mean, we take their sport... That's powered by TalkSport, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting that yesterday on TalkSport's Drive Time programme, which was after ours, on TalkSport, in the office that we share with them, they stole our entire advent calendar debate about windows, doors or flaps, didn't they? So very much yesterday, TalkSport was powered by Talk Radio.
Yeah.
By nicking our
Talk
idea.
TalkSport content powered by Talk Radio.
I think we should. That should be their new tagline. We need to talk to someone about that. Let's get Laurie in here. He's in charge of stuff, isn't he?
God. Yeah, that means we'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, good point. All right, then. Let's. It's Friday, isn't it? Let's make a programme together.
Talk Radio.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jax the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
If you're listening to Talk Radio, I am on it. Before we continue talking to adult migrants pretending to be 12.
John, I am a drink driver.
It is 17 minutes past three, and that is Hugo, who's called into Talk Radio this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you ponce.
Period.
Is it a door? Is it a window? Or a flap? Alan Davis.
Door.
Thank you. Aspod Castro. Go away for a long time.
I've told you about calling me that. Oh,
behind door one of her advent calendar is a tattoo of some anger.
Hi.
They got engaged.
Oh, let's see the ring.
Ooh. Small.
What's up with Rose?
Yes.
I'm Jewish.
Yes. I mean, to be honest, it's hard to make an Islamic advent calendar. Is it a door or a window in advent calendars, by the way?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life.
You open the door and step inside. Notice
open door. The window.
It's a door. It's a door.
The flap.
The door. You don't open the flap and step inside.
The radio is one of the outstanding of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey, one twist of my fabric of nature.
Hey, good afternoon to you then, and welcome along. It's Friday afternoon on Talk Radio and also elsewhere, although I haven't checked. And good news, given that it's a Talk Radio station, is that no one has paid us any hush money. So rest assured, we will be able to talk here on Talk Radio between now and 4 o'clock to fill the gaps where the news and the adverts aren't. Here we are then, on the day that Duran Duran have lost a copyright battle to reclaim the rights to some of their songs. And here we are dancing across the radio sand, just like a river full of ill-advised, badly thought out and half-assed radio features flows across a dusty land. I am John Holmes. It's December the 2nd, Friday, December the 2nd. A momentous day. A lot of notable birthdays today. I've been looking through the papers. Nelly Furtado is 38 today. Britney Spears' birthday today. Happy birthday, Britney. Britney Spears has got a birthday today. Other notable birthdays today. A lot of footballers, actually. David Batty, Lee Steele, Chris Burke. A lot of footballers in the news at the moment, of course. We're not going to touch that. Lucy Liu, the actress, it's her birthday today. Yeah. Is it Lucy Liu from Charlie's Angels and stuff? Isn't it? Lucy Liu, it's fine, isn't it? Rick Savage from off of Def Leppard. It's the guitarist. Yeah. It's his birthday today. Yeah. Happy birthday, Rick Savage. Yeah. Once interviewed Rick Savage as well.
Anyone else? Really
good, yeah. Gianni Versace would have been 70 if he wasn't dead.
Any more alive ones?
Nobel Prize laureate Gary Becker, the American economist. So many birthdays today. Happy birthday to all of them. That's the end of the birthday. An RIP to the brilliant Andrew Sachs, of course, on his death day. I wonder if Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand are going to be invited to that funeral. That's all the birthdays done, though, isn't it? That's
not really.
Really? Britney Spears, I did.
Yeah, I know.
Nelly Furtado.
I knew it was all these people's birthday from
Rick Savage
from
out of Def Leppard.
I didn't know that one. Okay. But it's actually. I don't mean to make a fuss.
Yeah.
It's actually my birthday.
Is it?
John.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Otherwise, I'd have put you in the list of birthdays.
Yeah.
Because I looked up the
was
list
it
of.
Not in the papers.
No, I looked up notable birthdays. It wasn't really there, if I'm honest.
Can we have that changed, please?
Did your mum give you a birthday kiss?
No.
Saving it for later?
No.
Oh. Is it your birthday today?
Yes. Oh.
Nelly Furtado's birthday.
Yeah, I know. Don't really care.
Okay. So let's open up for the greeting card of your Friday afternoon and see what's inside. Headline Hijack is on the way. Headline Hijack on the way. At 2 p.m. there'll be a made-up news story in the news. And today, because Victoria is off, it'll be spokes from the mouth of Tanya. So there's every chance it'll be read correctly and properly, rather than there be a kind of mishmash of jumbled-up words and sentences that appear to stop before they're... 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're going to meet Friday's lonely luncher, of course. If you are lunching alone, come hither, come thither. Let us know if you are a lonely listener, what lunch. Find yourself inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The proud memorial to those who have lunched alone. It's a bit like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Except with soup for one in a cup. It's not for two, the soup. No, it's not for two. It's for one. It's not two girls, one cup of soup. It's not... It's just for one person. And that's the point of the Lonely Lunch Club. Come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. Be on the receiving end of a Talk Radio in the Afternoon Lonely Lunch Club souvenir gift prize. There's an email to get involved in that. It's this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you email that to get into Lonely Lunch, a northern angry woman will call you back. And you won't be able to understand a word she says. She's called Cass. Work experience punditry. That's on the way today. Work experience Rob is in to review your weekend film options from the point of view of a slightly depressed jobless graduate. There's the news in haikus as we take a look at the day's big stories through the medium of Japanese poetry. We may well be out on the street shoving microphones into the faces of strangers to find out what those strangers, what the people think. Today we're asking, do they think calendars or takeaways? As it's Friday, a man called Con, hello.
Hi,
It's Nelly Furtado's birthday.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be in a lift here in the building, reading out the texts and tweets that we've got from the haters and the trolls this week. As the lift travels downwards through the building, it is a feature we call condescending. Oh, wordplay. Such a fickle mistress. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Live music as we literally drag another busker in off the streets and force them to perform on the radio at microphone point. And it's some request Friday. Over on Radio 2, of course, they do all request Friday. Simon Mayo plays songs as people request them. We can't do that because we're a talk radio station, so we play speeches and talks at your behest. Maybe it's your birthday. Like Nelly Furtado.
No,
or Rick Savage out of Off of Def Leppard.
Or me.
Or Gianni Versace.
If he wasn't dead. If he wasn't dead. Just to mention,
maybe
would
just
be nice.
To celebrate it.
My birthday.
You'd like to hear US President Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address or something, because you love to talk along with it and you know all the words. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Ginger Dave is not producing today. Every day feels like Dave's birthday to Dave when there's a student nearby. Asprod Castro is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Oh, that's the noise of her arm.
I'm serious, stop calling me that.
She imprisons and tortures any notion of warmth or pleasantness. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe got engaged recently.
I know, 2 weeks ago.
Chloe got engaged.
Nelly Furtado once got engaged.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, Joe.
I wish there was something else to celebrate. We'll just celebrate
you. Yeah. My birthday.
We'll just celebrate you, Chloe.
No. Yeah, celebrate me.
All power to Chloe.
That was over a week ago.
Oh, Tanya's got the news today. And it's Nelly Furtado and Britney Spears and Rick Savage out of Off of Def Leppard's birthday today. Oh, amazing.
I mean, I don't want to fuss, but...
Let's start with some music.
And they were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown.
giving it what she got. When I said she was cool, I mean she was red hot. That chick was steaming.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're playing music on the radio. It's Talk Radio. That is the Rumble Strips. With a cover of the Thin Lizzy classic, of course. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
But why would I be playing a song of music on what is primarily, let's be honest, a talk radio station? Is it to celebrate Nelly Furtado's birth? Could have played some Nelly Furtado. Some Britney Spears, some Rick Savage out of off of Def Leppard. They're the notable birthdays today.
And me.
And Gianni Versace, who's dead. Do you want to hazard a guess as to why I was playing that, though, Cornelius? I mean, I could have played...
The Rumble Strips.
Yep.
Is it... The same story as yesterday with Rhodes.
No. Although there are more Rhodes in the news, because Nick Rhodes out of Duran Duran has lost a court case.
Okay.
But it's not that.
It's the Rumble Strip. Yeah. Have you bought me a stripper for my birthday?
No.
Good, that would be inappropriate in this.
It would, yeah. Well, Cass did volunteer.
No,
Everyone literally said, please do not do that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like just having a massive dancing tattoo in your face. Not even a nice one.
Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. Is someone back in town?
The Liberal Democrats are back in town.
The boys are back.
Zach Goldsmith, of course, has lost his own by-election that he called in a smug way over the Heathrow third runway expansion debacle. And he decided to call a by-election as soon as an independent. He lost to the Liberal Democrats. I didn't even know they were still around. I mean... So we are going to be talking about that, the big story today, of course, and that's some music I play to get us into that big story. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. Is that fun-loving criminals hoodie that you wear every day a tattoo on you, or is it actually a hoodie?
I would get a fun-loving criminals tattoo.
Okay. The Liberal Democrats are back in town. Thanks for asking.
I don't want a tattoo with them.
Could you get me a guest, please?
Who do you want?
Someone to talk about the big story.
Sarah Olney.
Yeah, get Sarah Olney. She loves talk radio.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah, get her. Since Julia shouted at her about an hour ago. Anyway, fine. We will be talking about today's big story. Zach Goldsmith losing his own by-election to Sarah Olney of the Liberal Democrats. She's only been an MP for about 18 months. She's only been in politics for about 18 months. Now, parliamentary seat. It's a big story. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. It's Nelly Furtado's birthday.
I don't care.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda. The power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price. Off selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of January. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Berkshire on the M4 heading towards London, there's heavy traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 7 for Slough West and 6 for Slough and Windsor. All lanes have been reopened though now. In Pembrey in Kent, the A21 Pembrey Road was seeing slow traffic around Longfield Road for the North Arm roundabout. There's roadworks on that stretch. And in Gloucester, the A40 Northern Bypass westbound, queuing traffic between the A38 Tewkesbury Road and the Over roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we find out what our MPs are doing about Britain's space research. We talk with British ghost hunter Rupert Matthews and a special guest direct from the US, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe will open the door on her weird world. The parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is the afternoon. Very quickly, some reactions have been coming in, Cornelius, to the programme, I think. Is that right?
Yes, lots coming in, John. John, that gold thief in America. Interesting story. Although I don't know why they're all concentrating on the fact he took 1 hour to do a 10-minute walk. Isn't that the case with all Americans? They are such fatty fats.
Yeah.
That's coming. John, yeah. Me no believe that there's a divid between North and South in schooling. They need fixing that. That's coming from a Northerner.
Thank you very much indeed for that. There's a lot of birthday greetings coming in here for Nelly Furtado. A lot of them. This is from Lino. It says, happy birthday to Nelly Furtado. Good to hear it's her birthday. Congratulations, Britney Spears, on your birthday. Lucy Liu, the actress, happy birthday to her. All these messages coming in for them. And Rick Savage. Out of off of Def Leppard, a lot of people sending in birthday greetings for him, and even to Gianni Versace, but we can't pass that one on because, you know, he's dead. So a lot of birthdays today, all the notable
it's my
people.
My birthday, that's, if you want to wish me. No one has.
That's great. Let's talk about today's big story. So Theresa May has AIDS, and one of them was very much writing a handwritten note, it seems. A parliamentary one. And on Monday, it was all over the papers because it was snapped by a long lens photographer, this handwritten text of Brexit note. And that was just the beginning of Theresa May's bad week. On Tuesday, she was told by Donald Tusk that the UK MPs weren't, quote, living in reality. On Wednesday, Boris Johnson said something embarrassing and stupid again. Yesterday, David Davis, the Brexit minister, suggested that the UK might pay a fee to Brussels to stay in the single market. And today we learn that Zach Goldsmith, the MP for Richmond, who sparked a by-election over his stance on the Heathrow expansion plans, has been ousted by the Liberal Democrats. And that makes it all the more remarkable, because everyone had forgotten that the Liberal Democrats were even a thing. On the line to enlighten us as to what might be going on is Kate Proctor. She's a political journalist for the London Evening Standard. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. So, OK then, are the Liberal Democrats back?
Well, if you heard Tim Farron doing his media rounds this morning, then you'd certainly think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard the guy so cheerful before. Are they back? I'm not quite sure about that. I think it's a stunning victory for them. I think they've done so well in Richmond, but it's a very specific part of the world, and I'm not sure that you're going to see this kind of thing repeated elsewhere.
So if there's an early general election, as some people are still, you know, saying there might be, with Labour being, you know, again, Labour got a bit of a trouncing in Richmond as well. And in terms of the Labour being broadly unelectable, could it be then, if they did do it, the most shocking political comeback in history, if the Lib Dems pull it off at the next election because everyone's dissatisfaction with how we are now?
Well, it certainly would be, but I guess, you know, before then we're going to see how they play out in Parliament with their Brexit proposals, and yeah. They're saying they want to block Article 50. So actually the Lib Dems have set themselves quite a few tests. They've sort of made promises to the electorate already, so they're going to have to keep them over the next few months. And if they don't, if things, you know, kind of become a little bit wobbly on that, then they're going to really struggle again to be that party that sort of really connects with voters and be a party that they can keep their promises on.
Why do you think the Liberal Democrats, because there was what we'd argue was a perfect opportunity not so long ago when the Tories were in disarray, of course, with all the leadership votes. Labour weren't being very effective at all. There was all the backstabbing with Corbyn. The Liberal Democrats just stayed silent. Surely that was a moment for them to come in and make some political waves then. Why didn't they?
I don't know exactly. I mean, I think, you know, the Lib Dems, they're just so small now. It's hard for them to make that big impact.
Yeah.
You know, I think Tim Farron, previously at his conference speeches, has spoken a lot about trying to take votes from Labour. He's also spoken a lot about, you know, being that centre-ground party, taking votes from Labour and also taking votes from Conservatives as well.
Yeah.
I think he did an interview in The Standard quite recently where he said he was going to park his tank from the Tories' lawn. But when you're just so small, it's very, very hard to put that in action.
It's a tiny tank. He's got a tiny tank. That's the problem.
He's on a very small tank. It's like the size of a little mini.
Yeah,
so
rubbish
tank. I think they're hindered by their size at the moment.
No comment. In terms of, I want to play you something, Kate, if I can. You may have heard of this already. Julia Hartley Brewer, on her morning show on Talk Radio this morning, had Sarah Olney on, of course. Sarah Olney, she's only 18 months into politics. And of course, she's a bit of a shock for her as well, I think, being thrust into the limelight straight away. Let me play you the clip, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. This is what happened on Julia's programme this morning.
There was no clear manifesto for what happened to, you know, our membership of the single market.
Yes, there was. The Remain campaign said we were going to leave the single market if we voted out. Yes, they did. They repeatedly, every single leading member of the Remain campaign said a vote to leave the EU was a vote to leave the single market. Nothing unclear about that at all.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Sarah, if you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions about your policy. Can you get Sarah back on the line, please?
Sorry about that.
We've waited an hour. I don't know who you are. We've waited an hour to have this interview. If she doesn't want to answer questions from a radio station, perhaps she's not fit to be an MP.
Is that a slightly awkward first day for Sarah Olney?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I cringed listening to that. It was really, really, it was bad. I mean, if she was tired and if she was, you know, had a, you know, obviously she won't have been to bed, she'll have been up all night, and perhaps it wasn't sensible to go on the radio. And, you know, when you lose your clarity of thought on the radio, I mean, the silence is there for everybody to hear.
Well, you could sort of imagine what was going on there. She sort of obviously thought, I haven't got an answer to this, and just sort of stepped away from the phone and handed it to someone next to her.
Yeah, I know. It does sound like that's what happened.
But is it like a media trick? Because, like I said, she's been 18 months in politics, so it's her first day as an elected MP. And MPs are media trained, and it sounds like, of course, she's just been caught out. She hasn't had media training.
Well, yes, of course. And then she's not even run for a council seat.
Yeah.
So this is entirely new to her, and it was a surprising win, I'm sure. So she probably, you know, didn't imagine that she'd be in this position this morning. So those very, very tricky questions, you know, and Julia did ask her some really difficult questions, probably one she wasn't expecting. So I think she would have found it really hard, but also from her press point of view. I mean, the press up, What can the press officer do if you've got somebody who isn't answering questions and goes silent? I guess you have to step in and terminate the call.
Yeah.
But also, I would say, you know, to her credit, I think that's part of her charms. She is relatively relatable. You know, I think she's a normal woman. Let's say that she's normal for politics,
yeah.
And she has come to this late, and she's been, you know, compelled into action by Brexit, and I think some people will give her a bit of slack today, but you'd hope to see a much more polished performance further down the line.
And I'm sure she will be, because that'll have been a big lesson to her, won't it?
Yeah.
But you're right, I think you're right. It's people, you know, at the moment, there's that movement in politics where people want real people that aren't necessarily polished politicians as well. So that, you know, in the end of the day, if the Lib Dem PR department have got anything about them, they need to spin it that way, I would suggest.
Yeah, she's so real. Yeah,
she's so real, she panicked. Like
yeah.
Kate, thank you so much for talking to us. Kate Proctor, she's political journalist for the London Evening Standard there. And that clip was on from Julie Hartley-Brewer's programme this morning on Talk Radio. I think you can hear the whole interview if you want to, talkradio.co.uk. Mm-hmm. What is your thought about Zach Goldsmith? Are you glad he's got a smug face, hasn't he? So, but he still looks smug even though he's been ousted. Your thoughts on today's big story, please. Are the Liberal Democrats on the march? I mean, there's only 8 of them. It's a small march and a small tank, as we've just heard. But anyway, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Apologies to Tanya, because I'm slightly late.
Very late.
But coming to big stories, Tanya, what can I do?
Well,
I know.
A bit more punctual.
Okay. Ooh, she's a little bit more touchy than Victoria. Actually, she's not. It's time for Tanya. She's got the news.
Thank you very much. Well, as you've been hearing, the Liberal Democrats, well, they say they're back and challenging the hardline Brexit Tory government. Their candidate Sarah Olney has pulled off a shock win in a by-election in Richmond Park, but her interview with Talk Radio's Julie Hartley-Brewer was cut short by her press officer after a brutal grilling from our presenter. The interview lasted just 3 minutes before the newly elected Richmond Park MP was dragged off air.
In the referendum, it wasn't clear what people were voting for voted Leave. There wasn't a clear...
I was very
manifesto
clear.
Set up. There wasn't a clear manifesto set out for the terms of the, you know, we voted for a departure but not a destination. There was no clear manifesto for what happened to, you know, our membership of the single market or what.
Yes, there was. The Remain campaign said we were going to leave the single market if we voted out.
West Midlands Police has become the latest force to say it's examining historical allegations of child sexual abuse in football. Officers say they're investigating 4 cases. Yesterday, Greater Manchester Police revealed it received complaints from 35 people and had 10 suspects. More than a quarter of UK police forces are looking into abuse allegations. Researchers found fraudsters can take as little as 6 seconds to guess the details needed to hack a Visa debit or credit card. Experts from Newcastle University said it was frighteningly easy to do with a laptop and an internet connection. It may have been the method used in the recent Tesco bank hacking scam, which affected 9,000 customers and cost £2.5 million. Fawlty Towers creator John Cleese says Andrew Sachs was a very sweet, gentle and kind man. The actor, whose family fled to Britain from Nazi Germany in 1938, has died at the age of 86. And in the last few minutes, new Formula One world champion Nico Rosberg has announced his retirement. He clinched his maiden world title, beating Britain's Lewis Hamilton at last week's Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The weather, well, a mix of cloud and sunny spells with some showers in eastern areas and the high 9 degrees.
Thank you very much, Tanya. There is the small matter of Headline Hijack, which is in around 25 minutes' time. Of course, the news at 2 o'clock contains the news,
right,
as we would all expect it
yes.
to. But out of your news mouth will come a news lie. Now, this is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme.
Yeah.
We've analysed the data, and it turns out that between 1 and 2 is often lunchtime.
Yeah.
Which means that people don't necessarily listen to this.
No.
But at 2 o'clock, they come back, put the radio on, hear the news, believe it, but we put a lie in there.
It's going to be very difficult for me because I am a very bad liar.
Yeah,
but... I'm too honest. I can't... I find it difficult to lie. I'm not going to lie.
That's just confusing. But that will be there. And a listener will supply the fib, the fabrication and the fake. And then you will speak it out.
All right.
To confuse the nation.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony. Right, Headline Hijack then. That's on the way. Here's the number if you'd like to get involved. The lines are open. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
any word
you'd
like. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast.
Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, some of your reactions have been coming in, of course, to today's big story. Cornelius, I think you've got some of them there.
Yes, I do, John. Lots coming in. John, at least Zach Goldsmith can spend more time watching Bollywood films now. That's coming from everyone on Twitter. John, I think it's great to see a resurgence in the Lib Dems. They're like the Lidl of politics. They offer lots of great things, but when you go there for something specific, they will definitely let you down. That's coming from the student movement.
Thank you very much indeed. If you got a reaction, don't forget you can also pop it into the Talk Radio reaction bins, which you will find in supermarket car parks, the length and, I'm going to say, breadth of this our fair nation. They're next to the bottle banks and those recycled clothing bins that you get for the Salvation Army. You'll see it's got the Talk Radio logo on it. It's got a big picture of Julie Hartley Brewer's face, but in place of her mouth, there's a slot to put your reactions. Do pop them in there, or anything else, actually.
Well, that has been a problem with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've
people have just been urinating into them.
They've got a guard by them now.
But that's fine. Anyway, that's how to get your reactions to Talk Radio. Please don't urinate in Julie Hartley Brewer's mouth, though, on those bits. It's not nice.
No.
Anyway, it's Nelly Furtado's birthday today, and also Britney Spears, and also a list of notable birthdays. Happy birthday to these people, by the way. A lot of messages coming in, speaking of reactions, a lot of people wishing people a happy birthday. Rick Savage, off of Def Leppard, happy birthday to you. That's come in from everybody. Janavis Arch, everyone's wishing him a happy birthday, even though he is, as I say, dead. The singer songwriter Nelly Furtado. She's 38 years old today. All the notable birthdays. Britney Spears, footballers. There are footballers as well. David Batty.
Anything for me?
He's Gary Becker, the American economist.
Anything for
Nobel
me?
Prize laureate.
Any text messages?
Not really. No. No. But I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm joshing with you, obviously.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, as if I'd let it pass. I mean, as if I would let your birthday pass.
Really?
Yes. Of course I've got you something.
What?
Got you something.
What is it? Can I...
Well, it's more of a choice of things. You've got a choice... Basically, there's a choice of things, and you can choose one of them.
Oh, no.
What you're going to hear, right, is a list of things...
Okay.
And you can choose one of these birthday presents.
Okay. Yeah?
Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
That's right. It's a Talk Radio mug. Not you, Cornelius. But a piece of cheap crockery.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
It's a Metro. Containing, as it does, a list of famous people's birthdays. Nelly Furtado's birthday today. She's 38. Britney Spears, Gianni Versace, the actress Lucy Liu. All of their birthdays today.
Mine.
You're not mentioned.
A Talk Sport mug.
Hawksby and Jacobs from Talk Sport haven't sent you any kind of birthday greeting. They know it's your birthday, but they hate you.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
I've got you that.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently, Ray Stubbs is not discussing you or your birthday. He knows it's your birthday, but he hates you.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
You can also have one of those. They're under your desk in a box.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
You can't have one of those, despite them being under your desk in a box, because they know it's your birthday and they hate you. Which of those birthday gifts would you like, Cornelius?
I think I'd go for the one with the most resale set value.
Yeah.
So the TalkSport mug, please.
Right, no, you're having my book. So congratulations and happy birthday.
Thanks.
To Nelly Furtado and Britney Spears and Rick Savage off of Def Leppard and the actress
and me.
Lucy Liu. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do Lonely Lunch next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
The Rolling Stones return to blues with their first studio album in over a decade. Blue and Lonesome. The Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome, out now.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Derbyshire on the M1 northbound, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 29A for Markham Vale and Junction 30 for Worksop and Sheffield South. But on the southbound carriageway, traffic is easing after that earlier accident between 26 for Nottingham and 25 for the Brian Clough Way, the A52. In Kent, the M20 heading towards London, there's an accident between Junction 7 for Maidstone and Detling Hill and Junction 6 for Chatham. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. Hello to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's a Friday. The news today, all the news today, sad death of Andrew Sachs, of course, best known for that phone call with Jonathan Ross and Russell Brown. There's been a surge in migrants, according to the Daily Express. I mean, to be honest, that could be a front page from any day of any week. David Davis, the Brexit MP, is backing soft Brexit in a blow to hardliners. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a soft Brexit, or are we going to have a hard Brexit? Or a watery Brexit? Well, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, many people can't, much like Zach Goldsmith with, you know, that result. So, we are here to help you through it, to pull you through the news, to explain the complex issues surrounding the news. And we do that for you via the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present, and proudly mind, the news in haikus.
Both Prince Harry and Rihanna have HIV tests with each other.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you a Mr. Lonely, or a Miss Lonely, or a Ms, or that X sign that you have to do for transgender people now? Are you any of those? Whichever you may be, you are very welcome in the Lonely Lunch Club, Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's here on Talk Radio. It's very much a home for anyone lunching alone. For whatever reason, we are not... We do not judge. We will not pass comment. But we are your home from home. If you're lunching alone, allow us to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. All you have to do is come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone, tell us a little bit about you, and then we can engage with each other in idle chit-chat. Speaking of engaged, Chloe got engaged. Didn't you, Chloe, through the pressing the buttons through there, going, didn't you, Chloe? Go, you got engaged.
Sure did.
Happy, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks also for the pint.
For the what?
For the congratulatory pint.
You're welcome.
What?
I don't know what she's talking about. She's got a bit ditzy, what with the engagement. Anyway, so you can engage, not with Chloe, because she's taken... But instead, with the Lonely Lunch Club, Tupperware Hall of Despair. Let's meet today's lonely luncher. A lonely what lunch? He's called Alistair. Hello, Alistair.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
You're right.
Hi, Fidelity. What? Where are you calling from? Where are you, Alistair?
Well, I'm originally from a small market town called Knaresborough, but I actually live in London at the moment.
Right.
I'm wandering around a bleak London street, John.
Knaresborough. It is bleak, isn't it, today? I mean, I think it's not just London. I think I'm fairly sure the country is fairly bleak today.
It's a bit post-apocalyptic, actually. It's a bit depressing.
Mm. Well, you're alone. Firstly, why are you alone, Alistair?
I have a very small social group of friends, and they're all busy.
I see. How small?
Me.
Right. And you are busy?
Well, they're all busy. I'm just wandering around trying to find something to eat. I haven't actually eaten yet, John.
Oh, no. So what are you even doing out and about? I mean, you know, you're trying to not be lonely because you've gone out. I see what you've done, but you've just compounded the issue by saying all you're doing now is walking the streets, seeing everyone else having a good time, aren't you?
I know. There's couples everywhere and people having fun with their friends, but... Maybe I'll find some fun and love today, John. You know, if I keep wandering.
Did you know it was Nelly Furtado's birthday today?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
would you like to
say Nelly?
Yeah. It's also Britney Spears. Would you like to say happy birthday to her?
Oh, Britney, happy birthday from me.
Rick Savage, off of Def Leppard.
Oh, Rick. Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday, son.
Gianni Versace.
Yep. Yeah, same.
Well, no, he's
sentiment.
Dead. He can't.
Oh, sorry.
There's Lucy Liu, the actress. Yeah. Lucy Liu is it's her birthday today from Charlie's Angels and things.
Oh, she's my favourite angel, actually.
Lot of birthdays today, actually.
It's quite interesting. Alistair, it's actually, I mean, I don't like to make a fuss, but it's actually my birthday as well.
Who's this?
Right, so tell us, Alistair, what it is that you do. What do you do?
Sure, John. Well, most of my time spent, I do a bit of teaching at Goldsmiths College in New Cross.
Is that Goldsmiths College? I presume he's left that now.
Now it's Sarah Olney College.
Yeah, that's
Swift rebrand there. But Yeah, I do a bit of teaching of media law, John.
Media law? We could do with your help if on quite a few occasions. So do leave your number. All right. So lunching alone because you've got no friends. That's fine. Bit of teaching at Sarah Olney College. So you're looking for lunch? What do you favour for lunch? That's another question we have to ask all of the inductees into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And I should as well point out that your name will be scrawled on those hallowed walls in gravy, Alistair, as well, as you join the Lonely Lunch Club. But we need to know what's your lunch of choice. What are you angling for?
Oh, angling. Well, no fish today. But also, you mentioned gravy, so I'm kind of feeling like something traditional, maybe. Maybe a beef sandwich. I feel a bit sandwichy today, John.
A beef sandwich. That's a good choice. Now, idle chit-chat. That's the other thing we can do. I mean, we've discussed all the notable birthdays of the day, and we are at your beck and call to discuss and chat about anything you like. As though, you know, we bumped into each other. Have you got a cough again, Colin?
Yeah, sorry, it's still not gone. I moved over there as much as I could.
Yeah, didn't really.
Away from the microphone.
Do you know what even this is?
It's a microphone. Yeah. I accidentally called it a microwave. Yeah. It's just a mistake, and I can get through it. I'm not having a great day, thanks.
It's Nelly Furtado's birthday.
Yeah, I did know. Okay. It's also my birthday, but I don't mean to make a fuss, but a little attention would be nice.
Britney Spears is 33 today. Happy birthday, Britney.
Don't care.
Anyway, Alistair, so what idle chit-chat would you like to indulge in? We can do politics, if you like. We've touched on it. We could do the fact that Prince Harry and Rihanna have both had HIV tests in Barbados.
Oh, God. Right. Well, we've already covered the weather, John.
Yeah, we've done that. Anything else?
I'm a big fan of sport, John. Maybe we could talk a bit of sport quickly. I know it's not talk sport, but we could talk sport.
Yeah, well, they nick all of our ideas, it turns out, because we ran a thing yesterday, Alistair, that was a survey as to whether what you called the doors on an advent calendar, doors or windows or flaps, and we put a Twitter poll out. We ran a load of Vox Pops yesterday with people who worked in the office. Some of the people we asked, Alistair, were people who work on TalkSport's Drive programme. And instead of just, working with us or anything, they just nicked the idea wholesale and then did it on their programme later in the day, Alistair.
They're the flaps, if you ask me. That is not on at all.
It's not on, is it?
You should have a word, John.
I'm going to have a word. Don't you worry. Anyway.
Are they all quite big, though?
Yes, they are.
Are they all quite big and burly?
I might not have a word. No, we didn't put it in burly. We it's a very in-joke there for people who know about how audio works.
I'm surprised Alistair got that.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think he was just laughing politely.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so, Alistair, you can choose from a range of gift prizes. That's what our inductees into the Lonely Lunch Club get. You will now hear some music.
Okay.
Ooh. I know. And now you'll hear a list of gift prizes, which are very similar, in fact, to Cornelius's birthday presents. And so you get to choose one of these things. Listen carefully.
A talk radio mug.
In a talk radio mug, you may find some great ideas and debate, especially in the afternoons.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
A special birthday edition written by the birthday boy myself, who then went to leave a celebration tray bake cake on the train. So enjoy that, the staff of Southern Eastern, when you pick that up.
It's Nelly Furtado's birthday today. Okay.
A Talk Sport mug.
The contents of this mug is actually a lot worse. Sometimes they just pour the dregs from a talk radio mug into it.
And use it for their own ends.
Yeah, interesting.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Oh, it's your present, Cornelius.
Yeah, a special birthday edition, as you can have the very copy John has just given to me for my birthday.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing badminton rackets. Has it gone too far?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport employee who used to be able to come up with his own ideas has since left.
That's what they made him leave, because he was original.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Yes, a TalkSport Drive colander. Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's later script.
Right, those are your choices of gift prizes. Alistair, which is it to be?
Oh, there's so many. Can I just ask if the birthday special newspaper is signed by Nelly Furtado and or Britney Spears?
Yes, both of those names will be on it. I'm not promising that they will have written them there.
Okay, I'll pick that. That's exciting, please. Thank you.
It's on the way to you. Alistair there, the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, of course, get on the list, get on the radio, get on the receiving end of one of those gift prizes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. Now then... A little bit of a cough there, haven't you?
Mm.
Nelly Furtado's fine, I've checked. So is Britney Spears.
Don't care.
Not so much Gianni Versace, but... Anyway, there needs to be a made-up news story in the news which is coming next. Ahead of today's Work Experience Punditry, as Rob is in again to review the films for your weekend. Now, headline hijack, a made-up news story. Who's made today's up, Cornelius?
It's Rachel.
Rachel, where's Rachel from?
Rachel's from Macclesfield.
Okay. Well done, Rachel. You will have your lie coming out of Tanya's mouth in the news, which is next here on Talk Radio. Friday afternoon, I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Argos, our Christmas home event is now on, with hundreds of deals across decorations, furniture and kitchen electricals to get your home ready for Christmas. Buy online today, delivered to you today, with fast-track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Offer ends 13th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6pm, 90% UK coverage.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
The festive season is almost here. The tree's up, the lights are on, and now all you need are the presents to go under it. Oh dear, novelty pyjamas and Christmas jumpers again. You can do better than that. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with Digital Radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with Digital Radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Ah, just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Friday. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and here's Tani with the news.
Thank you very much. Coming up, Lib Dem Sarah Olney dragged off Talk Radio by PR.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah Olney has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Plus, fresh football abuse claims investigated. And new world champion retires from Formula One.
Talk Radio.
Zach Goldsmith's political career has taken a major blow as the Lib Dems claim their by-election win was fuelled by anti-Brexit feeling. Sarah Olney is the new MP for Richmond Park, which voted to remain in the EU, and says the victory sends a clear message to the government. But just 3 minutes into her interview on Talk Radio earlier with Julia Hartley Brewer, she was dragged off air by her press officer.
In the referendum, it wasn't clear what people were voting for when they voted Leave. There wasn't a clear manifesto set out for the terms of the, you know, we voted for a departure but not a destination. There was no clear manifesto for what happened to you know, our membership of the single market or what.
Yes, there was. The Remain campaign said we were going to leave the single market if we voted out.
Next, West Midlands Police is investigating four historical allegations of child sex attacks in football. Meanwhile, former player Gary Johnson has spoken publicly about the issue, claiming Chelsea paid him to keep quiet after he suffered abuse. Campaigners claim train passengers are being priced off the railways after next year's fares increase was announced. They're going up by an average of 2.3% in Britain. The Defence Secretary Michael Fallon has praised a controversial retired general who's in line to become his US counterpart. Donald Trump's picked James Mattis, who's nicknamed Mad Dog, for the role. And a woman has made her own Christmas tree angels commemorating the celebrities who've died this year. Paper wings and pipe cleaner halos have been added to the likes of David Bowie, Prince and Victoria Wood, as well as the EU and a Toblerone. The 36-year-old from York says she added the chocolate bar to make people smile, otherwise it would be a bit macabre.
What? I mean, so she's put wings on a Toblerone?
Yeah, basically. She's decorated her tree with all these different images of
dead celebrities.
People who've died, yeah.
It's what they would have wanted, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, how else would David Bowie want to have been remembered than by hanging on a tree?
On a tree, yeah.
Has she got Andrew Sachs on there?
She may well have updated it.
Probably have updated one by now.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's very sad. In fact, I didn't know he was that old. Because you think about Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, you just remember them as they were, don't
and,
you?
And then it kind of, but you know, Andrew, because he was there throughout, I don't know, kind of childhood and being such an iconic thing.
Yeah.
That you sort of forget what these people are doing now.
And only 12 episodes of Fawlty Towers was made, which is remarkable.
Yeah, and that sort of set him up for life.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress because you've got weather.
I've got weather.
Go on, give me the weather.
Well, it's Talk Radio.
They do a thing there.
It's mostly dry across the UK, yeah. John, with some bright spells, but showers possible in the east. And the high, 9 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Tanya. And now here is Ben with his pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Just days after being crowned F1 world champion, Nico Rosberg has stunned the sport by retiring from it. The 31-year-old German clinched the title ahead of British teammate Lewis Hamilton at Sunday's season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. He says he's now achieved his dream after 25 years of racing and that the decision feels right. Crystal Palace manager Alan Pardew says his side need to get over what he's calling their mini-crisis. The pressure's building on Pardew, with the bookies reckoning he's next in the top flight sack race, but he's yet to ask the club's hierarchy for clarification about his future.
I understand the feelings of our fans, none more so than this football club, and of course for them I want to get a result on Saturday, and that's been my only focus this week. I don't look for reassurances going forward. I don't want anything else. I just want to get a result this weekend.
Palace goalkeeper Steve Mandanda is set to be out for 6 weeks. He'll have knee surgery. Their game against Southampton is live over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Twitter headquarters have announced that this Christmas they'll be touring the UK with a giant bandwagon for people to jump on and have photos with. The campaign, which is similar to Coca-Cola Christmas Truck Tour, will be in a number of cities and will also feature meet and greets with popular Twitter trolls.
Tanya, thank you very much. That's Tanya with the live news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Work Experience Punditry coming next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Before that, though, let's just pop over very quickly to BBC Radio 2, rival station, to find out what Jeremy Vine's doing this afternoon.
Thank you very much, DK. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2. Lovely to have you with us. A dwarf in Somerset is picked up and thrown by the Education Secretary. Is there ever a good reason? Plus, Anthony Worrell Thompson was put down last night because of old age. And should hairdressers be used in war zones?
BBC. Thank you, Jeremy! Thank you very much indeed! Oh, Again, before we do this, actually, Cass has just asked podcast lives through the glass. She's through the
miserable window,
and she's just
does live there.
She's just asked me what she said. She's going to go down to the canteens, and so I'm going to have to say that again. That's what I get in my ear. That's my ears, Rob. That's what I get in my ears. You hear that?
Yeah.
Talk to me all the time saying this sort of thing.
I really hate you.
Just a constant stream of it.
I know, just like, I could talk through that.
Right.
Anyway, she asked me what I wanted to. Hang on a second. What did you say?
Do you want anything from the canteen?
Yes.
Coke?
What? They sell that?
No, a diet Coke, you idiot.
Oh,
popcorn!
Cup of tea, please.
That's not
cup
of tea, please.
Where's your cup?
In here.
Go get it, then.
I'll have a lilt if you're going down.
I'll have a Twix.
Rob wants a Twix.
I mean, if you're going.
Sorry, Rob, that would constitute payment undermining this feature. Sorry. Come on, John.
Bag of crisps or something, Cat. Bag of crisps.
John, come on, do
salt
the radio.
Vinegar or something. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And just ahead of work experience punditry. Do not forget that it is Some Request Friday. Any Friday on this station in the afternoons is Some Request Friday. But we can't take music requests like they do over on Radio 2, of course, because we're not a music station. But what we can do is take your requests for speeches and talks. Maybe you're celebrating a birthday. Like Nelly
Furtado. Like me.
Like Nelly Furtado.
Stop saying Nelly Furtado. Give me attention.
Maybe it's your birthday like Rick Savage off of Def Leppard.
No one even knows who that is.
Lucy Liu, the actress. Or the American economist Gary Becker, whose birthday also is today. Notable birthday. Britney Spears. Nelly Furtado. Do you know it's Nelly Furtado's birthday today, Rob? Did you know that?
Yeah, of course. It's on my calendar.
Maybe you'd like to hear a speech or a talk to celebrate a birthday of some kind. Here's one that's come in. It says, hi, John, Con, Victoria. She's not in today, so not her. Asprod Castro, Cloaca, not Adam, Rudd, Mark, Ricky, Gilo, Frederica, Rob, Cool, and the gang. Please could you give me a medium-sized shout-out and to me and the family as we drive up to Glasgow today as we are having a tour of a heroin distillery. As we drive, we'd love to talk along to one of our favourite speeches and talks if you could play it for us. It's the Churchill and Roosevelt Christmas speech from 1941. This is from Lee. Lee, especially for you and your family on your way up to Glasgow, Some Request Friday. Here it is. Churchill and Roosevelt's Christmas speech from 1941 for you.
Fellow workers for freedom. There are many men and women in America, sincere and faithful men and women, who are asking themselves this Christmas, how can we light our tree? How can we give our gifts? How can we meet and worship with love and with uplifted spirit and heart in a world at war, a world of fighting and suffering and death? How can we pause, even for a day, even for Christmas Day, in our urgent labor of arming a decent humanity against the enemies which beset it? How can we put the world aside as men and women put the world aside in peaceful years to rejoice in the birth of Christ?
Oh, look at that. That's what a classic Christmas.
Isn't it a bit early to be playing Christmas speeches?
No, it's not.
I don't think you should play them on the radio until the week of Christmas.
Well, a lot of people say that, actually, don't they? A lot of people say, and the trouble is you go in shops now, and you start hearing Christmas speeches over the speakers in the show. I mean, mid-November, of course. And that is too early to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Asda's there just watching people in leggings and slippers, and they played that Church and Roosevelt's Christmas speech, and I did that was back in November. I didn't think this is too early for
yeah,
but now it's December. People like to hear them.
I guess maybe once in a while.
I think that's absolutely fine. Church and Roosevelt as well. You know, classic Christmas double act as well. You know, Malcolm and Wise, Churchill and Roosevelt. That's what people are saying, aren't they? Hawksby and Jacobs. anyway, get your requests to us for your speeches and talks, of course, as part of Some Request Friday, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cass just threw a bag of crisps at me. They hit the microphone. And then Talk Radio in the afternoons. Rob's with us. He's going to review the films as part of Work Experience Punditry. It's films reviewed from the unique point of view of a slightly depressed jobless graduate. Hi, Rob.
I'm kind of annoyed that that's what I am now, but I've dug myself a hole.
You really have.
You've listened for the past 3 weeks. Yeah. It's kind of hard to contend with. Yeah. Hey, last week I was feeling better. I feel like even better today.
Good, why?
I don't know, just, you know, the job thing's going a little bit better.
Could give us an update? What's going on now?
Well, I can't say too much at the moment, but let's just say, you know, I've got several fingers and several job pies.
Right.
To use a really horrible analogy.
Yeah, it's a bit disgusting, but it's okay, we'll take it. But good luck to you. I mean, keep us informed.
Well, not
obviously.
Too much luck, because we don't want to have to replace you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, come on
now. I mean, we do, but it's work for us to have to get someone.
Well.
So, anyway, Rob, love to see you again, of course, and you're doing the films for us.
Of course.
From the point of view of work experience. All right, so, where are we going?
Where are we going today? I think we're going to start with Bad Santa 2. I'm going to hyphen that with Too Much Bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton reprising the role of the original Bad Santa. Everything that's come before the film doesn't really matter. All you've got to know is that, you know, everything that happened in the first Bad Santa, forget about it, we're starting afresh. He's going to try and make some money with his mother, with his friends, and, you know, crack wise along the way. I think we have a clip.
What can I do for you?
Will you be able to find me at my grandma's house in Grand Rapids? Because no one's going to be at our Chicago house for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, I'll find you. But hey, do Sandy a favor, will you? You know the address of where you're not going to be? Write it down on a piece of paper and bring it back to Sandy, will you? All right, honey, good girl. What do you want?
I want Minecraft, Halo 5 Guardians, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Project X-Zone 2, Assassin's Creed Chronicles Trilogy.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what that is. You could be speaking Swahili and I wouldn't know any better.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nah, I don't care. Have a seat. What can Santa Claus get you?
A penguin. It doesn't have to be alive.
Yeah. I liked the first one very much.
Really?
Bad what? Santa?
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's a great film.
Sorry, I don't know why I sounded really inquisitive then. I also enjoy the first Bad Santa.
Mm.
I think it's because this one is not that good. It is funny, though. Billy Bob Thornton is, you know, very good. He's got a lot of zingers. Some of the best descriptions of genitalia I've heard in a long time.
Do you hear a lot of those?
Yeah, I make a lot of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
I'm not going to do that now.
No, not on the radio, no.
Bit blue. But, yeah, and some of the best descriptions of, I guess, coitus, you would say. A lot of just funny jokes. But the plot itself is, like, rubbish. I can't remember the last time I cared less about a plot.
Fewer.
And so I was kind of waiting for increasingly long periods for there to be funny jokes. And there were funny jokes throughout, but it just got more annoying to have to sit and wait for them.
I mean, I haven't seen this yet, but it makes you wonder where it would go, because the first one was such a good story in terms of how, you know, an alcoholic bad Santa who just hated children. Or, you know, it's quite a simple premise. So is it that law of sequels where they've just got to bolt a plot line on that's not as simple at all anymore and thus it's complex? And
yeah, it's got comedy sequel syndrome. It's the Bad Hangover 2. It's you know, I think that's kind of the pinnacle now. That's all you got to say, and then you're kind of on the wavelength. And so yeah, you kind of just, it's kind of retreading the same ground, bringing back the same characters, which is good, but it's nowhere near as good as the first because you've already been through the motions. That being said, though, it is worth it. You know, it's got a couple of chuckles.
Does it make you feel Christmassy?
It made me feel good because, as you said, I've been feeling pretty jaded recently.
We know.
And so Billy Bob's Bad Santa, I was like, yeah, I get you, man. You know, well, I mean,
you share his pain.
I share his pain so much, and yeah, I kind of did. I was like, oh, I appreciate this a little bit better now. But as I say, I've turned a corner.
This job that you're going for,
yeah,
is it as a Santa Claus in a department store? I'm just wondering if that's what inspired you.
No, but
obviously the real Santa Claus lives at the North Pole, but his helpers work in department stores and overpriced grottos.
Yeah.
The country up and down. I just wondered if you were perhaps going for that.
It's not that, but whatever role I do go into, John, I want to go in with the same level of, you know, just bile and rude words that Billy Bob takes to his role.
It is, by all accounts, a potty mouth of a film. You've got to expect scatological humour.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
By the bucket load.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're into that thing, go for it.
Right. Yeah. All right. Okay, stay there, because I know there's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got to take traffic and travel here on Talk Radio. But Rob's with us, reviewing the films from the point of view of a slightly depressed out-of-work graduate. As part of work experience, punditry also on the programme today. Still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. It's Some Request Friday, as you know already, so you can get your requests into us. A man in a lift. We'll be reading out the texts and tweets from the haters as it travels downwards through the building. He's called Con. He's here.
Hello.
So would you join me with Rob, actually? A lot of people are sending greetings in here. Would you join me in singing Happy Birthday to Nelly Furtado, just for a moment?
I love, yeah, for Nelly, anything.
Yeah. So, and perhaps Cass there and Chloe as well through the thing. Can I sing Happy Birthday? Come on, happy. Come on. I know, Cass, I know the word happy plays against type with you. I know the word happy confuses you, but just...
I don't understand.
No.
I can't get my head around it.
No.
Don't.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nelly.
Promiscuous girl.
Cornelius.
And Britney Spears.
Happy birthday to you.
It's my birthday. Oh. Happy birthday to anyone whose birthday it is today.
Thank you.
But that's not in here.
Oh.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Sky Black Friday has arrived with our biggest ever award, a huge 43-inch Ultra HD LG TV. So everything will be bigger. Bigger action with four times the clarity of standard HD and bigger choice with over 350 box sets. So get your huge free TV when you join Sky with the box sets bundle and Sky Q multi-screen for £50 a month. Search Sky Black Friday. Offer ends 4th of December. £9.95 reward delivery fee. Direct debit subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
At Argos, our Christmas home event is now on, with hundreds of deals across decorations, furniture and kitchen electricals to get your home ready for Christmas. Buy online today, delivered to you today, with fast-track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Offer ends 13th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6 p.m. 90% UK coverage.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
problems in the West Midlands for the northbound side of the M42. Two lanes are closed due to an accident. Recovery work continues. It's very slow between 6 at the NEC and junction 7 for the M6. It's the two inside lanes of the four which are closed. Northbound side of the M69 in Leicestershire, one lane closed due to an accident just after junction 2 at Burbage. It's the inside lane which is closed there. And finally to Somerset, the northbound M5 stop starts between junction 24 at Bridgewater South and junction 23 at the A39 through the roadworks. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Some of your reactions coming in very quickly. Obviously, Talk Radio is the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction just lying around, maybe you'd like to wish a notable celebrity a happy birthday. Maybe Nelly Furtado or Britney Spears or the late Gianni Versace. Or Rick Savage off of Def Leppard. The actress Lucy Liu. Or the American economist.
Why don't you mention me in this list? I feel like you could mention me.
What reactions are coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, it's my job to shave people. That's coming from Ray. The Blade. And BuzzFeed's We Can Guess Your Exact Age and Hair Colour by Your Subway Order says that I'm 22 and have dirty blonde hair.
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
It's my birthday today.
Start your message with the birthday greeting for Nelly Furtado. Work experience punditry then. Rob is with us. If you're just joining us, he's the slightly depressive jobless graduate.
And was depressive. Was.
All right. Happier now. As he has found seasonal work as a Father Christmas in a department store. Now, we've already talked about Bad Santa 2, appropriately enough, and it's bad?
It's okay.
It's okay, Santa 2.
Okay, Santa 2.
Where are we going next?
We're going to Patterson, which is the new film by Jim Jarmusch. Stars Adam Driver as a bus driver in Patterson. So, already there, pretty poetic film, and he plays a bus driver who is really into poetry. He writes poetry and he just goes about his day-to-day life. It's a very calm, very meditative film. I think we have a clip.
When you're a child, you learn there are three dimensions: height, width, and depth. Like a shoebox. Then later you hear there's a fourth dimension: time. Then some say there can be 5, 6, 7. I knock off work, have a beer at the bar. I look down at the glass and feel glad.
I quite like the sound of this.
It's very good. And I think the best part about this film is that it answers the age-old question posed by Alan Partridge, which is, have you ever met a genuinely clever bus driver? The answer is yes. It's Patterson. It's Adam Driver. He's a really thoughtful, sweet bus driver, just a working class bloke. And yeah, it's a really, really good film. Another interesting thing that happened is that when I told my friend about this, that it was just a film about a bus driver, he said to me, in all seriousness, oh, is it like Speed? And it couldn't be further from Speed if you tried. I guess you'd have to call it Slow, because
there are, I mean, the tradition of bus driving films.
Mm. And there's not a lot of them.
Name four.
Speed.
Yeah.
Patterson.
Yes.
Oh. Speed 2 Cruise Control.
That was on a boat.
Taxi Drive.
No. Hot pop quiz, Hot Shot. That's a quote from Speed.
So it is a really good film.
There's the big bus, which is a sort of, it was like Airplane.
Yeah.
But didn't do as well as Airplane, but actually it's actually as funny as Airplane.
Okay.
And Holiday on the Buses, the spin-off film from the sitcom.
You should be reviewing the films.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I have.
Carry on then.
It's really good. It's, I don't know, it's like, you know, a lot of films, it doesn't bother to try and be really combative or really try and, like, have an edgy twist or anything like that. It just goes along really, really nicely. It's like listening to maybe your favourite piece of music. You know, it doesn't have to have a really sad part, it can just be really nice. And this is what I really liked about it. It was just a really soothing, uplifting, down-to-earth film.
Are you a fan of Jim Jarmusch generally? Is this, because you know your films, as we know. But
well, I don't know that many bus-related films.
No, obviously, but Jarmusch, is it in his style?
Yeah, very much so. I'm not actually that clued up to him, but Coffee and Cigarettes, kind of like that.
Yep.
Stranger Than Paradise, Dead Man. I'm just listing his films.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is very much, Dead Man, it's very much like that. If you like Jarmusch, you're going to like this. And, you know, if you like poetry, you're going to like this. And if you like Speed, you're probably not going to, you know, be totally on board.
Good. On board, because it's like a bus.
Yeah.
It's good. Final film.
The final film is the DVD of the week, which is the re-released 80s seminal anime classic Akira. Gratuitous violence. Absolutely just amazing film. I believe we also have a clip of this.
Let's hear it.
よし、行こう。よし、行こう。俺用に改良したバイクだ。ピリピリすぎてお前には無理だよ。そんなのに乗った方が気が知れねえぜ。もう俺るさ。ハハ、欲しけりゃな、お前もでかいの分取りな。
I would just apologise for any swearing there in Japanese, in case there was any.
Good chance there was. It's a pretty rude film.
Yeah, I've not seen this.
No, I mean, you definitely should.
I know. Everyone keeps telling me about this film. I mean, I know of it, but I've just never got around to watching it.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those films that people will get angry at you for not seeing it, like Goodfellas or Godfather or, I don't know, I'm just listing gangster films.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really very good. John, watch it.
Okay, thanks.
Mate, and yeah.
When? What is it on?
It was on DVD, so whenever you want.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's it. Summer holiday.
Well, I finally got remuneration. I've been doing this for weeks without any kind of pay, but you've given me a toffee crisp.
No, summer holiday.
Oh, what?
It's a bus film.
Oh.
Cliff Richard on a bus. We're all going on a summer holiday.
Do you like buses, John?
I hadn't really thought about it till now, but yes. Great. That's Rob. Thank you, Rob. He had the films there from the perspective of a slightly depressed jobless graduate. It's Work Experience Punditry in the next half an hour of the programme. There will be, well, it's part of Summer Request Friday. There's an end of the week quiz in which your brand loyalty to this very programme is tested. If you'd like to take part in that quiz, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
No. Oh, yeah, start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll have live music in the last hour as well as we drag a busker in off the street and make them perform at microphone point. You're listening to Talk Radio, home of Nelly Furtado's birthday. On Friday, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And here's Tani with the news.
Thank you very much. 5 days after becoming Formula One world champion, Nico Rosberg has shocked the racing world by announcing his retirement. We'll hear from him shortly, but first, the Lib Dems say they're back in the political mix after former Tory Zach Goldsmith suffered a bruising defeat in the Richmond Park by-election. Sarah Olney, who's become the party's ninth MP, says the victory was fuelled by anti-Brexit feeling. The South West London borough voted Remain in the EU referendum, while Mr Goldsmith backed the Leave campaign. But just minutes into her interview on Talk Radio earlier with our presenter, Julia Hartley-Brewer, Sarah Olney's press officer brought the discussion to a close.
Absolutely the most crucial question. When is the second by-election going to be held?
The second by-election?
Well, I mean, we don't really know whether voters really knew what they were voting for when they elected you, so shouldn't we have a second by-election? You want a second EU referendum, don't you?
I was very clear in my campaign exactly what I was standing for, and the voters have returned me to Parliament with a very clear mandate.
Chelsea say a review into historical child sex abuse will be handed to the FA, and they won't comment on the latest reports. A former player claims the club paid him £50,000 not to go public, with allegations he was sexually abused by its former chief scout. Duran Duran have lost a high court battle over the US rights to some of their biggest songs, including Girls on Film and Rio. The group wanted to end a copyright agreement with an American publisher over their first three albums. A new Formula One world champion Nico Rosberg has announced his retirement from the sport, saying he's now achieved his dream. He secured the title for the first time in his career after finishing ahead of Britain's Lewis Hamilton at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix last weekend. The German says it put an end to a tough year for him.
I really gave it everything I had. I didn't leave a stone unturned. And I'm not willing to do that again for next year. And so, yeah, so I've decided to call it a day, stop racing here, just following my heart. You know, you just live once. So my heart is telling me to do this, and it just feels completely right.
The weather mostly dry across the UK with some bright spells around, but showers possible in the east and the high 9 Celsius.
Tony, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Good. I assume that went well. I popped out, to be honest.
Yes, all good, thanks.
Yeah. Good, because, yeah. You know, sometimes... Because, as I say, if people are just joining us now, yeah. Victoria's not here today.
She's not. Lovely day off for Victoria.
And the news is notably different because it's all been pronounced correctly.
Oh, well.
And none of the words have gone wrong.
Oh.
So, you know.
Victoria does a great job, too.
Yeah.
She
just
tries.
Just in a different way, that's all.
We're all different, aren't we?
Yes. Some more than others. Tiny thank you very much. Right, Store Radio on the way then. An end of the week quiz coming up very shortly. As I say, if you want to take part in that, testing your brand loyalty to this show, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Nelly Furtado's birthday day here on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
No, I don't want George Galloway to be disappointed, but joining me on the Full Set Breakfast next week, my favourite living Scotsman, no, not Sean Connery, Les McEwan of the Bay City Rollers. He sang Shang-a-Lang and he ran with a gang, and he's with you for breakfast, eggs, bacon and the Bay City Rollers on the next Full Set Breakfast. You lucky people, go on, give a little love.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news, I don't know whether you've been taking any notice of it at all, on Julia Hartley-Brewer's programme this morning, Sarah Olney, who is the new MP, ousted Zach Goldsmith, of course, in the Richmond by-election after he triggered it by stepping aside due to the row over the Heathrow expansion plans. Smugly assumed he'd get the seat back, but then the Lib Dems won, as you've been hearing in the news. It's very complicated.
I can't get my head around
the
it.
The whole newscape is like that, Cornelius, if I'm honest. And we're here to help you, if you find the news complicated, by viewing it in a very different way. We view the news from a distance through the prism of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
South Edu, Cation gap is evident. We know we work with Cass.
That's Asprod Cass, assistant producer Cass, who works through the glass, through the
miserable window.
And this is why.
We call her Chuckles. Right, so then, you can't have failed to notice that today, of all days, is Nelly Furtado's
birthday.
And
yeah,
also Britney
Spears.
Also Britney Spears as well. It's her birthday today. A lot of notable birthdays today. There's some footballers, of course. There's Rick Savage, the guitarist from Def Leppard. Gianni Versace would have been 70 if he wasn't dead. A Nobel Prize laureate, Gary Becker, the American economist. Of course, so many notable birthdays.
And today. Mine. It's mine.
Today. A lot of birthday wishes coming in for Nelly Furtado on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message.
With a birthday greeting for Nelly Furtado. But Cornelius, actually, I did know it was your birthday because make us aware of the fact you WhatsApped us a picture of a really weird scenario that your mum had organised for you.
Yeah, so I had my birthday meal with my parents last night.
What a way to celebrate.
We went to a lovely Turkish restaurant in West Wickham my parents called the Turkish Quarter.
So you had turkey?
No. There's three Turkish businesses in a row. So we call it the Turkish Quarter.
Fair enough.
But
I bet it's a delight.
You've ruined my birthday. Oh. Cass just whispered in my ear, Turkish delight. Yeah, I did get that.
Great. She's trying her best, bless her. The word delight there put her off because she has none of that in anything. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so I opened my presents. Now, these were my two main presents.
Yep.
One of them, I haven't bought either of them in. One of them was a Christmas jumper, which is sort of a tradition for my mum. This one has bells on, though, which I haven't ever asked for a jumper with bells on before.
Right.
And I said, oh, there's bells on this. And she said, yes, so we can hear you're wearing it on the radio.
Yes, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time someone has used the word bell.
Yeah, okay. And anyway,
the notion of you on the radio.
Okay.
Radio.
And I also got given an advent calendar, John, which we discussed extensively.
On the show yesterday. Is it, we had a survey, are the things on the front of the advent calendar doors, windows or flaps? Doors was decided by the nation, yeah.
Yes, well, this one doesn't have doors, nor windows, nor flaps, John.
No, what does it have?
Balloons.
Explain this.
My mum's bought me a balloon advent calendar.
Yes.
Which has a balloon.
So there's 24 balloons. And you pop a balloon?
You pop a balloon each day. So,
and that's it?
Yeah, well, there's a chocolate and a joke/activity in each balloon.
Right, and these activities suggested by your mum?
No, they're not.
Oh. This is your mum, let us not forget, who taught you how to kiss at a bus stop when you went on a date.
Let's forget that, because it's not true.
It is true.
Not true.
And you had your nostrils waxed.
I have had my nostrils waxed, yes.
This is
a
birthday
week.
Treat to yourself?
No, this was...
Have you manscaped?
I'm glad you've noticed that I've had my nostrils.
Oh, I haven't. I just heard everyone laughing about it in the office.
Yeah, so I went and got my hair cut on Friday at the barber's, which is one of the other businesses in the Turkish Quarter. And I said, oh, it's my first time here. And they said, oh, would you like your nose and ears waxed for free?
Did you take that as an insult? Because they must have thought, this guy's got really unsightly nose and ear hair.
No, not at all.
No, but I mean, you had.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
But no, they did this. Have you ever had it done?
No.
It's very odd. And at first I thought the man was playing a prank on me. Because basically what he did is he got a sort of a Q-tip, a cotton stick bud thing.
Yeah.
And dipped it into this pot. And what looks like a gel. It's actually wax, warm wax. And then he just shoved it up my nose. And then did it again. Other nostril, and then two more, one in each ear. And then he just left it for 10 minutes. And I wasn't sure whether he was just pranking me.
Just locked the shop up and went home.
Yeah. And, but what happens is the wax sets after about 10 minutes, and then they just yank it out, and it's quite painful. I whimpered.
It's Quite a boring story, really. I wish I hadn't asked it. But Cornelius, look, we haven't forgotten your birthday.
Have you not?
Well, I have. But it's all right, because Cass is on the case, you see.
All right. What's with,
to be fair, she's not. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
She's just on the phone, not listening.
Don't let us get in the way of your job, Cass.
Cass, bring the thing in, God's sake. Anyway, Cass has...
Have you got me a gift?
We've got you a gift, Cornelius. As if... what better way to celebrate the birthday of Nelly Furtado?
There's a card.
Oh, wow, thank you. Oh, a cake, delicious.
A gift.
Right.
I wrapped it for you.
You have... You've wrapped it in some Daily Star newspaper.
Yes. It's that's called a topless lady, Cornelius.
Yeah,
now you're older,
I know.
You might get to see one of those one day.
Yeah, it's a page three, so... I thought that was the gift at first.
Yeah.
Right, very good.
You're welcome.
Ice Age The Mammoth Collection DVD box set.
Why?
Because you think I look like one of the characters...
Sid the Sloth with the eyes that look in different directions. Do you want to open your card?
Okay.
I realise this is fascinating radio now, but no. It is Nelly Furtado's birthday, and so...
It's a big occasion.
We need to mark it somehow.
Oh, it's a little pug dog with googly eyes.
Yeah, it's like your eyes.
And some beer pumps, some ale pumps, yeah, delicious.
Yeah, I've written you a haiku.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where is it? So I've just opened it and read the C word. Cheers, Cass.
Well, that is the C word.
No, I can't read your haiku either.
You're not
going to
read
I?
That on the radio?
No.
No, I don't think so. Right, fine.
And then you've sworn at me as well.
Yeah.
Bob Mills has signed it.
Happy birthday, Nelly Furtado. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, there we just took a little bit of just a time out there, you know, to mark the birthdays of Britney Spears and Rick Savage out of Off of Def Leppard and Nelly Furtado and Lucy Liu, the American actress. Now, it's coming up to 3:15, and at 3 o'clock, the big debate, of course, on a very big news story of the day. There will be live music as we bring a busker into the studio in around an hour's time to perform live. And next, end-of-the-week quiz. There is an end-of-the-week quiz where we test your brand loyalty to this programme. Have you been listening all week? Come on the radio and play the end-of-the-week quiz.
Julia hasn't signed this.
No, she refused to. She started to sign it, and then her PR came out, and... And took over.
Oh, okay.
So, like, right, good. All right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Chloe, press a button.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Help extend the life of your car's engine. And choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX, was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX, was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnetec Stop Start, was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnetec Stop Start, was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda. The power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price. Off selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of January. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Somerset, the northbound side of the M5, it's stop-start between 24 and 23, the two Bridgewater turns. That's due to the ongoing roadworks. To the West Midlands, the northbound side of the M42, two lanes are closed due to an accident. Recovery work continues between 6 and 7, the NEC up towards the M6, the Q starts at Junction 4 for Shirley at the A34. And finally in Nottinghamshire, the southbound side of the A1 at Carlton-on-Trent, one lane blocked due to a breakdown around the B1164. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers? Check. Another excited customer? Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio, home of Julia Hartley Brewer making Liberal Democrat MPs angry. We'll be talking about it a little bit in the big debate in around 7 or 8 minutes time. Before that, though, the news, as you'll know if you're a regular listener, is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, but that's all right, because here on Talk Radio, and welcome any new listeners, by the way, who've been reading about this car crash interview in the press, we help you through the big stories. That's what we're here to do, of course, and the way to analyse the big stories we've found over the 9 months that Talk Radio has been on air is to very much drill down into them in an analytical fashion. Take a big news story. Really, really get to the very heart of it. And what you find when you do that, of course, if you drill down, if you frack down into a news story, and what comes out isn't shale gas, but Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Gas prices to remain frozen because we can't afford to heat them.
The news! In haikus. Okay. Brand loyalty time. Let's have a look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Yes, here in the afternoons, things happen between 1 and 4 on the radio. On a Friday, we take some of those things and very much turn them into a What Happened Next style quiz to test the listener loyalty. Playing today is Steve-O. Hello, Steve-O.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Steve-O. Where are you, Steve-O? What are you doing?
I'm in York, and I've just been preparing for a panto.
Panto? Oh,
yes.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah, good. What panto is it, Steve-O?
It's Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. That's a semi-popular one, isn't it? I mean, it starts Cinderella, probably Snow White, most popular, would you say? Dick Whittington, fewest popular.
Yeah.
And I guess Beauty and the Beast right in the middle there.
Well, it was our own version of it. It wasn't the normal one.
Oh, good. Is this a kind of an amateur panto, professional panto? What sort of...
I'm at the uni and we write our own every year, our own version of the normal one, and then perform it.
I see. And is it still on?
It's finished yesterday.
But you finished that too far away from Christmas.
It's the end of term.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right. What are you studying in New York?
Electronic engineering.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what year are you in?
Fifth year.
Fifth year?
Yeah.
Right. How many years does an electronic engineering degree take?
Five.
Fine. All right, that's kind of up there with doctors.
Yeah.
All right. Steve-O, this is the end of the week quiz. Naturally, you've been listening to the show every single day this week, right?
It's been on in the background most days, but yeah.
That's probably the best way to deal with it, if I'm brutally honest. Now, what you'll get here are three clips of things that have happened. It's a guest special. We had a lot of guests on this week. Guest special. We'll play you a clip, and then there'll be A, B, and C answers, and you just tell us what happened next. That's it, Steve-O. It's that simple, really. So here we go with this week's end of the week quiz. Question number one. We'll begin with Tuesday, where we had some hot guest action in the shape of Josh Widdicombe, who joined us, and he came here to plug his DVD. I mentioned the other voices thing because we have a regular character on the show. Because sometimes in a moment of we need someone to explain something, sometimes I'll say, Josh Widdicombe, could you explain something?
Oh, okay.
And then this happens.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's very good.
I know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I feel honoured to have... I didn't need
I
to come
incredibly
in.
Incredibly embarrassed.
Why have I bothered turning up?
I don't know. We could have just done the whole
time.
Thing with him. Yeah. So if you need a stand-in...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but a much uglier one.
Are you going to Basingstoke tonight?
No.
Oh, cheers, mate.
So it's no use to.
Looking forward to it, guys, by the way.
But when digging himself out of that particular hole, slagging off the town he was visiting on tour that night, what did Josh Widdicombe say that he would call Basingstoke? What did he say he would call Basingstoke? A, amazing Stoke. B, always Basingstoked to be there. Or C, it's one of his favourite dull towns in the UK. Which of those did he say?
I like to say it was B, but I think it was A, Amazing Stoke.
Let's find out. Josh Widdicombe hates Basingstoke.
I love Basingstoke. Amazing Stoke, I call it.
Is the right answer, Steve-O. Very good.
Excellent.
Right, question number two. From one Widdicombe to another. On Monday, we spoke to Anne Widdicombe about Ed Balls being booted off Strictly Come Dancing. Although, I don't know, Annie. See, I think if you'd have stayed until the end at Ditto Balls... I think that makes... You know, people want entertainment. They want dancing and entertainment, don't they? That's the point.
They do, but, I mean, it is... In the end, it's a programme about dancing. Now, it's not just about dancing, because if it were, you would never have had Widdicombe and Balls in it in the first place.
Yeah, Widdicombe and Balls sounds like an excellent solicitor, by the way. What did Anne Widdicombe there suggest that her and Ed Balls would join together to do? Did she say, A, an opera, B, a show... Or C, an Anne Widdicombe and Ed Balls sex tape?
Was it B, a show?
Let's find out.
I think we could do quite a good show, actually.
There it was, a show! Is the right answer. It's like sarcastic there, but yes, good. Question three, finally, we had more guest action. Yesterday, Alan Davis, the tramp ear biter, joined us on the programme to say this.
Yeah,
well, like you see, I live in Canterbury now.
Still. Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I was at Kent University as well, wasn't I?
No, you weren't.
I was at Kent University.
I was at Kent University.
Yeah.
And John went to Canterbury Christchurch Clown College, which is...
No!
It is Clown College, isn't it?
Were you accredited?
Yes, and its degrees were ratified by your stupid university.
Yeah.
So, frankly, it's
you're
the same as
it
you.
It sounds like something to do with the Kent Constabulary to me. You're accredited, sir. Leave the county.
I did get arrested in Canterbury when I was a student. Though.
Did you?
Yes.
Well done. Proud of you.
There, Alan Davies being proud of me for being arrested, Steve-O. But can you tell me what crime it was that I drunkenly committed? Was it A, stealing a load of bed and breakfast signs and storing them in my front garden? Was it B, grafting the words Satan was here on the side of Canterbury Cathedral? Or C, was I arrested for insider trading?
They are all great things to be arrested for.
Yeah.
I think it was A, stealing the B&B sign?
Let's find out. I drunkenly collected all of the bed and breakfast signs on the way up the hill from Canterbury City Centre to the university.
Oh, yeah.
With my friend. And we hid them cleverly just, you know, in our front garden. It's the right answer, Steve-O! Steve-O! OK, right, OK. We're going to have to work out your score. That was three questions. And let's go to the adjudicators. Cornelius.
Hello,
Steve-O,
John.
But Steve, while he's working that out, by the way, Steve-O, were you aware that it's Nelly Furtado's birthday today?
I was not.
Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday, Nelly Furtado and Britney Spears.
Indeed.
And Lucy Liu, the actress.
All the big names.
Yeah. Cornelius.
My name's quite big if you count all the letters. Do you have anything to say to me, Steve?
Oh.
No.
Do you want to say happy birthday to Nelly Furtado?
Happy birthday, Nelly Furtado.
Brilliant.
Cool, right. Well, looking at the data...
Yeah.
I can confirm that Steve didn't score any points.
He did score points, didn't he?
No, he's a loser.
He got 3 points! He got 3 points! Come on! Congratulations, Steve-O. Your brand loyalty was well and truly tested and you passed the test. Congratulations, that's great news. Steve-O in York, just out of student panto and finishing electrical engineering as a degree. In the next bit of the programme, then, the big debate, of course, just after 3 o'clock. There will be live music on the radio as we drag a busker in off the streets and force them to perform at microphone point. And we will take all of the texts and tweets that we've received from trolls and haters over the past week. And rather than throw them away or report them to the authorities, we'll give them to a man called Con. Hello?
Hiya.
He'll be in a lift. As the lift travels downwards through the building, he'll read them out live from that lift. It's a feature we call Con Descending. It's coming on Talk Radio in the next hour. I am John Holmes. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Make sure you get everyone something this Christmas. Perfume for her, socks for him, a bird feeder for Grandad. But there's also someone else, someone you really shouldn't forget about. Go on, treat yourself to a £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery and say, Happy Christmas to me. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in it yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's 3 o'clock. Tani's got the news.
Thank you very much. Coming up, Lib Dem MP dragged off air after grilling by Talk Radio. Plus, Chelsea refused to comment on latest football abuse claims. And world champ Nico Rosberg retires from Formula One.
Just following my heart, you know, you just live once. So my heart is telling me to do this and it just feels completely right.
Talk Radio.
Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says the government's been sent a clear message after his party won the Richmond Park by-election. The London borough voted to remain in the EU. Former Tory Zach Goldsmith, who lost the seat, backed the Leave campaign. Earlier, the winner, Sarah Olney, spoke to Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer, who began by asking when's the second by-election, before suggesting Richmond Park voters didn't really know what they were voting for, echoing the claims made by Remainers seeking a rerun of the EU referendum. The discussion was then cut short by Sarah Olney's press officer.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah Olney has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Sarah, if you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions about your policy. Can you get Sarah back on the line, please?
Sorry about that.
We've waited an hour. I don't know who you are. We've waited an hour to have this interview. If she doesn't want to answer questions from a radio station, perhaps she's not fit to be an MP.
And you can listen to the interview in full at talkradio.co.uk. Next, Chelsea are refusing to comment on the latest reports into historical child sex abuse in football. A former player claims the club paid him £50,000 not to go public with allegations he was sexually abused by its former chief scout. 17 UK police forces are now looking into abuse allegations involving the sport. The cost of a rail ticket in Britain will go up by around 2.3% next month, the highest average increase in 3 years. But the rise for regulated fares like season tickets will be capped at 1.9%. And Fawlty Towers star John Cleese says he couldn't have found a better Manuel as he paid tributes to Andrew Sachs, who's died aged 86. The actor played the Spanish waiter in the 1970s sitcom.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly dry across the UK with some bright spells, but showers possible in the east and the high 9 Celsius.
Tanya, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
Good. Right, Talk Radio then. In the next hour, there will be live music, of course, from a busker that we've dragged in off the street. They will, well, thereby losing the money, really, if I'm honest. But they will be forced to perform on the radio at Microphone Point. The big debate's coming next. But first, Ben has the pre-recorded sport. Today, the pre-recorded sport is live from a room where a horse is doing an 80s workout video.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. And good afternoon to Talk Radio's Cornelius Mendes. Happy birthday, son.
Aww.
Formula One world champion Nico Rosberg has announced his shock return from the sport, saying he's now achieved his dream. He secured the title for the first time in his career after finishing ahead of Britain's Lewis Hamilton in the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix last weekend. The German says it puts an end to a tough year for him.
I really gave it everything I had. I didn't leave a stone unturned. And I'm not willing to do that again for next year. And so, yeah, so I've decided to follow Zane, stop racing here, just following my heart. You know, you just live once. So my heart is telling me to do this, and it just feels completely right.
Jan Vertonghen's become the latest Tottenham player to sign a new contract. The Belgian defender's deal lasts until 2019. Finally, on to tonight's action, Newcastle can go 5 points clear at the top of the Sky Bet Championship with a win at Nottingham Forest. And the second round of the FA Cup gets underway with non-league Macclesfield taking on Sky Bet League One Oxford. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There you go, that's Ben with the pre-recorded sport from a room where a horse is doing an 80s workout video.
Three, right on. One, two, three, left arm. One, two.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets. In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert. No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht,
chicken
yacht, you could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
But like this? Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
Yeah. We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough.
Factoids.
Zach Goldsmith then, the annoying smug Tory with the annoying smug name, smug hair, smug demeanour and smug attitude is out of Parliament. Smuggy McSmugface was ousted from his own seat after he smugly triggered a smug by-election, smugly thinking he'd smugly win it. He didn't. He lost to the Liberal Democrats, who aren't even a thing anymore. On the back of a Brexit backlash, newcomer to politics, Sarah Olney, who Julia Hartley Brewer shouted out this morning, is now an MP. And she's the MP for Richmond Park. We can only assume now Zach Goldsmith will turn up on Smugly Come Dancing or I'm a Smug Man, Get Me Out of Here, with here being the parliamentary seat of Richmond. For the Lib Dems, it's torn up the rule book. The rule book which, after the last general election, had Nick Clegg on the front and was marked rubbish. On the line, listening to me say tear up there nearly, but slightly mishearing it, is Pepper. Good afternoon, Pepper.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for calling Talk Talk Radio 03444 number. Thank you. Yeah. Now you heard me, or you thought you slightly misheard. Really, I said tore up, but you thought I said tear up. And you phoned in because that sounds a little bit like the word tear, like tears. And you're very anti-tear. You want to see tears banned. You think we've moved beyond tears? No one needs to cry anymore. Is that right?
Tears. I thought I was coming on to denigrate certain religious minorities as this was Talk Radio.
No, you've mistook. No, that's LBC.
Sorry.
No, it's LBC. You should have phoned LBC.
I can probably adapt a lot of this stuff. What's the topic again?
Tears. You're angry. Okay, you're angry about tears.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Well, we know that tears are responsible for all the world's wars.
Yep. Right, let me bring in someone else on the other line who's called in. This is Gormenghast Lee. Do you want me to call you Gormenghast or Lee?
Just call me Gormless.
I think. Oh, God, this guy sounds like a typical lacrimator.
Well, let's find out what he's got to say. You've heard Pepper there.
Please.
You've heard...
You are damned.
You've heard. Wait a moment. You've heard Pepper.
Where's this
point
guy ringing from? He sounds like he's ringing from some James Bond villain's cave.
I am ringing from the pits of hell.
Right.
Pepper.
Again, I think.
Well, so you're in the studio.
No, okay. I think you meant to ring LBC as well. But as you're both here, let's take both calls. Pepper, you've had your say. Or at least you've said some words. Be quiet. Gormenghast. Other man.
Gormless, please.
Yes.
Gormless.
Could you tell us why that you think tears, we should still cry them, why they're a good thing? Pepper thinks we shouldn't. He thinks we should dry up our ducts. What do you think?
Well, I enjoy tears in a professional and a personal capacity. I work in an institution for highly infectious diseases.
Yes.
And we use many different fluids.
Yeah.
Many, many different fluids. More fluids than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
If you imagine a fluid now...
Well, hang on. Let's all do that. And again,
okay, everybody imagine a fluid.
If you're listening at home, just now, just give it a moment and imagine a fluid. Wait a minute.
Seminal.
No. Okay, we've all got that.
We all got a good image.
Yes.
Well,
carry on.
Well, I don't deal with any of those.
Right.
Only the ones you can't imagine. So, and in my personal life, I enjoy collecting the tears of the innocent, the damned, and the insane.
Yes.
Putting them in glass vials and keeping them in a crypt under my bungalow.
Right. Interesting. So you're very much in favour of tears. Pepper, what do you make of that? Because
I
haven't asked you a question yet.
Okay, go on.
What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's nonsense. You did ask that. I think, because I've managed to Google some stuff now in the meantime. The tears contain the hormone prolactin, which allows females to produce milk. And that's not to be confused with prolapsin, which is the hormone that allows Cornelius to do what he does of a Friday in the old Soho sauna.
Yeah.
Now, those hormones are detrimental to your health, as he can attest. And they're unethically manufactured, unethically.
Unethically.
Do you actually know how you make a hormone, John?
Don't answer that. I want you to listen. Don't shut up. No, shut up now. Shut up now. I want you to listen to this bit of music. This is quite important. Both of you, listen to this. Oh, right, okay, we've just been told we don't have that, which is a...
Was it Tears for Fears?
Yes, it was.
That's nonsense.
No, there's a surprise.
And the question is, should we be scared...
Well, I want to talk.
Wait a minute, Should we present this properly?
You can't even cue up some music.
Shut up now!
Worse than student radio.
Should we be scared of Tears? Gorman-less.
What? I'm very scared, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Why? Surely, look, you've heard about people crying crocodile tears, right? Surely they're the only tears we should be scared of.
Crocodiles cry crocodile tears, actually.
Crocodiles cry...
And they cry them...
This is they cry crocodile tears.
They just pretend to be sad to try and trap travellers. They're not real tears.
Right.
That's the whole point of them.
This is nonsense. This is a first world problem, and it's bourgeois pseudo-intellectuals like you aspire to be, John.
Yes.
Who worry about this kind of thing. In Africa, they don't even have tears because there's no water.
No, well, now it's interesting you bring that up because as you probably know, they are doing some trials in Sweden.
And, oh, really?
And they've been sending...
You know, riding a pig is going to lay waste to Sweden and all of its trials.
They're sending...
Yeah. Well, what is this trial?
Let me tell you.
Get it out.
The people of Sweden are being deliberately upset, right? And they're
wasting up my time. I could be making an argument.
And they're sending them to drought-ridden countries, like you mentioned, to cry onto devastated crops, right? And it's helping. Justin Timberlake is leading it. He cries a river, and he's gone there.
We don't need them anymore.
And did Geldof cry? No. Bono? No. Midjourney? No.
Okay.
And also in Sweden, they've got...
God. Stop pausing and then trying to make a point.
Well, you make a point then.
We've got artificial tears now you can buy in the shop, so we don't need them. They make them from a saline.
No, there's nothing like.
Hang on. Let Pepper have her say.
They make them from a saline solution and intolerance. That's why the main factory is in Manchester.
Yeah? Tears, as you know,
created by feminists.
There's big money in. in
tears.
Because they put tuna fish in it. You can buy tuna fish in brine.
Put what in where?
Tuna fish. Brine, sunflower oil, child's tears, tins of tuna fish. It alters the taste slightly. And people, if you're getting rid of tears, you can alter the taste of people's tuna fish, aren't you? So.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. When did you last cry? Yes or no? Yes or no? Simple question.
When did this show come on? 1 p.m.?
Yes.
It's about then.
Gorman.
But anyway, let me say this. I just think we don't need them anymore because we can replace them in human beings with Tango. I know people prefer the taste of Fanta, but Tango's English and we should support it no matter how bad a taste it leaves in your mouth, like we do with Michael McIntyre.
In the Congo, as you know, the Swedes were doing trials in Congo when they used to own it, and the people of the Congo now cry umbongo, which is into cartons and ship it around the world. If you get rid of that, if you stop that, the Congolese industry of umbongo exports will collapse. Is that what you want?
Yeah, great.
I don't care about other things. I don't care about other countries. I'm a Tory.
What about crying wolf?
Yeah, that's not this.
No, I want you to do that now. I want you to cry wolf.
Like that. Yeah. Hang on a sec. That sounds like Tears for Fears again. Is it? Or not? I don't know.
What about Tears of a Clown? You see, because clowns, as you know...
They're my favourite kind of tears. I personally like the Tears of a Clown that was popular about in the 80s, realised they were getting unfunny around the 1990s, and ended up in the street, crying and railing against their misery. They're my favourite kind. The Tears of a Clown, absolutely.
Well, scientists, let me put this guy in his place pretty firmly with this one. Scientists from the Weizmann Institute in Israel have found that tears actually reduce sexual arousal in men. So, I mean, to be honest, I think it might be a misreading of the data, because most women are usually crying when I finish my arousal.
Yeah.
But if it's true, it's another nail in the coffin for tears.
Right. Okay, I want to just hold the line for me there, because I don't really like either of you. So, and let me bring in... I'm going to bring in the...
Someone from Sweden.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the brand new MP for Richmond Park. She is Liberal Democrat. She ousted Zach Goldsmith in the by-election results. She's on the telephone now. Sarah Olney joins us on Talk Radio.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah Olney has to leave now.
Oh,
okay. Oh, she's the second Talk Radio interview. Second Talk Radio interview she's walked out of.
I wasn't sure if I was there.
All right, listen. Well, look, we've slightly run out of time.
Stop talking now.
We've actually run out of time for the big debate. Please, sum up the debate for me in one word. First of all,
me.
Yes.
Prolapsing.
Thank you. And
go on.
The other one?
Me?
Yep.
Furtado.
Thank you. It's her birthday, you know. Nelly Furtado. Do we still need tears in post-Brexit Britain? That's the subject of the big debate. Pepper there, she thought we didn't, and whoever the other one was, said that we definitely did, because he collects them and keeps them under his bungalow in a shrine. Do we need tears, though? It's over to you, really. We don't want to know what you think, don't we? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do we need tears in post-Brexit Britain when we've got icing sugar and the Sydney Opera House? 87222.
No, we don't.
87222.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's already on Twitter.
It's in Sydney.
Yeah. It's a big debate. On Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage for March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash! Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Hampshire, the northbound side of the M3, there's one lane closed due to some debris on the carriageway between junction 4A at Farnborough and junction 4 at Camberley. It's the outside lane which is closed. In the West Midlands, the northbound M42, long delays, 4 at Shirley up towards 7 for the M6. Two lanes are closed between 6 and 7. That's due to recovery work of an accident. And finally, in Lincolnshire, the M180 closed both ways due to emergency repairs between junction 2 at Gainsborough and junction 4 at Scornsby and the A80. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And as I say, live music on the way very shortly indeed as we've dragged another busker in off the streets of, yes, London, because that's where we are. And we force them to play on the radio at microphone point, thereby losing the money from their regular pitch. However, before that, the news. We've just been hearing there about Zach Goldsmith, of course, losing his seat to Sarah Olney. And, well, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, but we're here to help, as you know. And the way we help is by leading you through the news, viewing it with you, analysing it on your behalf through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Can still hit immigrant targets, but I don't think we should shoot them.
The news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio, where it is Some Request Friday. Now, on a Friday, we will take your requests and dedications, of course. They're all over on Radio 2. Which isn't our sister station. They have All Request Friday. Simon Mayo over there, he will play your song choices with a little shout out. We can't do that because our license doesn't allow us to play music in that way. However, we can, of course, being a talk radio station, play your favourite speeches and talks. Now, it could be anything you want. Maybe you've got a talk that's like an earworm, you've got an entire speech in your head and you just can't get it out there. Oh, you just want to hear it on the radio. And or maybe one of your favourite speeches is, you know, one of, we heard one earlier, Churchill and Roosevelt. And it's, for you, it's just a Friday banging anthem, a banthem. And you just want to, hear it because it's great. It puts you in the mood for the weekend. Mm. We've all got them.
Oh, love it. I've got a playlist of birthday banthems that I've been listening to today.
Because it's Nelly Furtado's birthday, isn't it? Yeah. And that might be it. Maybe it is your birthday and you'd like us to play something for you. So Nelly Furtado, if you're listening, or Britney Spears, or Rick Savage out of Off of Def Leppard, or Gianni Versace, or unlikely, me. I know, because you're dead. Or the American economist, Gary Becker, is his birthday as well. Happy birthday, Gary Becker. And the actress Lucy Liu, all of their birthdays. And here's one that's come in from this is Becky. It's for one of our requests. Hi, John. I tell you what, It's beginning to look a lot like non-religious specific seasonal festive time. I don't know if you can do me a favour, but ever since last week when you played... Now, you remember this if you're listening last week. The producer of Paul Ross's Full Set Breakfast Show, Alex, has, for some inexplicable reason, done some video adverts promoting his father's caravan selling company. And last week, we played you, as a request, a little bit of one of Paul Ross's producer's adverts for his dad's caravan company. Anyway, according to Becky, she's had that stuck in her head as a speech worm.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
I know, it's so annoying. And she says, do you have anything else by Alex, the producer of Paul Ross, caravan related? Well, as it happens, Becky, yes, we do. So for you, as part of Some Request Friday, here it is.
Hello, I'm in the workshop here at Westminster Caravans and Motorhomes with this brand new, unique Lunar Arriva for 2017. Why is it unique and why is it multi-award winning? Well, I'll tell you all about it. I've got experience, as my dad Tony, who's run this place for nearly 30 years, has had one of these, and we've got a demo in stock on our site. I'll go inside and tell you more about it. Oh, sorry, you've just caught me, Well, never mind. Just having a look round our brand new Lunar Arriva 2017 caravan. And what makes this unique? What makes it award-winning? Well, the size, for one. It's so compact, you wouldn't believe it. 6'7" is the width, and it only weighs 995 kilograms at a maximum. That, my friends, is light. Plus, the price for a brand new caravan like this, all you need to pay is £15,899. That is so affordable, and we've got a demo here at Westmidland Caravans and Motorhomes. You can go on our website, westmidlandcaravans.co.uk, give us a call, put an order in, and come down and have a look. It's spacious, it's lovely, and it's brand new for you for 2017.
I think I speak for the nation when I say, Jesus Christ. That's Alex. He's the producer of Paul Ross's Full Set Breakfast programme. And there he is with a little video he's done on YouTube to promote his dad's caravan company. We're playing it for Becky, who wanted to hear it. She heard one last week by him and said it was stuck in her head as a speech for him. Do you have anything else by him that's caravan related? Yes, Becky. There it was. If you've got a request for a speech or a talk, then do get in touch for Some Request Friday. Live music on the way very shortly. Before that, though, we have taken the tweets and the text messages from the trolls and the haters, and we've put them in a lift. This is the point of the Friday programme, where rather than ignore all of that abuse that we get online, we give it instead to a man called Con, who is celebrating Nelly Furtado's birthday today. And we give them to him, he takes them to the lift, and rather, as I say, than ignore them or report them to any authorities, he reads them out as the lift travels downwards through the building, does Con, and that is, of course, a feature we call condescending. And he should be, if technology doesn't fail us, be in the lift now. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me from the lift? Cornelius.
Yes, hello, John. Hello. Here I am outside the lift. Let me just get in. Now, I have already adjusted the radio, which was on Virgin Radio before. I've changed it to this.
That's between you and God. We're just so, so thankful that you're able to do it. And gifts of £100... are treated very, very special.
It's Premier Praise, £100 from God there. Right, let's begin. Okay, my hire car was tuned to talk radio. For a second, I thought I was listening to Chris Moyles because the shows sound identical, said Andrew, who texted that. This is a message to see if Cornelius can cope reading my carefully constructed correspondence containing a copious lexicon of words designed to confuse and frustrate him. Because he's stupid, someone texted that earlier in the week, thank you.
You did well, man.
I don't know why at John Holmes 1 keeps the miserable goth one around. She doesn't seem to do anything apart from shout at him. On the other hand, I like that at least someone shouts at him, as coming from at Clicky Penlid. I respect that John has embraced his disabilities, but this PC box ticking is getting out of hand, says Alison. At John Holmes 1, I tried pressing the red button on my radio to understand what the Northern girl you keep says, but it just turned off the radio, although it was 100% better than listening to it, though. John, there are two types of people in this world. people that don't find John Holmes funny, and people that have had full frontal lobotomies. That's coming from at Oranges Make Lemons. Yes, and this was a tweet on the official Talk Radio account by the Twitter team here.
Yeah.
At John Holmes 1 says, "I've got two kids and I'm fashionable." And they replied, "At least part of that sentence is questionable." It's good banter there.
They're so funny. Yeah.
I was surprised to hear how old Con Mend is. He sounds, speaks, and acts like a toddler, says Chilly Times. If I saw John Holmes in the street, I would give him the same treatment his show gives me, a punch in the face and boiling water in his ears, says Angry Wright. And finally, this is a tweet that we received today from Happy Sunshine Flower, who says, at Con Mend, I hope you don't make your next birthday. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, there in the lift. And oh, yeah, the haters, they're gonna hate. So if you hate me personally or the show or anyone who works on it, then don't be backwards in coming forwards. Let us know. We won't report you to the authorities nor bin your abuse. Instead, it could go into the lift for next week. It's condescending. On Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, we will, of course, be bringing you live music as we've dragged a busker in off the street to perform for you. It's coming before 4 o'clock. Yasmin Khan here as well with Friday Drive before that. For all of that, look, Tanya's here and she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. The Liberal Democrats say their victory in the Richmond Park by-election shows the party is back. Sarah Olney overturned a huge Tory majority held by former Conservative Zach Goldsmith. But her interview with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio earlier was cut short by her press officer after a brutal grilling from our presenter.
We voted for departure but not a destination. There was no clear manifesto for what happened to our membership of the single market or what.
Yes, there was. The Remain campaign said we were going to leave the single market if we voted out.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Sarah, if you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions about your policy.
And you can listen to the interview in full at talkradio.co.uk. Chelsea has refused to comment on allegations the club paid £50,000 to a former player who claimed he was abused in the 1970s. Gary Johnson has told the Daily Mirror he was assaulted by a club scout several times a week for 3 years. And in the last few minutes, Southampton FC says it's contacted Hampshire Police following information supplied to them in relation to historical child abuse within football. A member of one of Britain's most notorious crime families has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for shooting an associate. 60-year-old Patrick Adams avoided a trial for attempted murder after pleading guilty to grievous bodily harm. Rail fares will go up by an average of 2.3% from January. It's the largest rise in 3 years and will take effect from the beginning of next year. And world champion Nico Rosberg has announced he has retired from Formula One with immediate effect. The 31-year-old won his first world title on Sunday and so says the time is right to step away from the sport. The weather, well, a mix of cloud and some bright spells still around with showers in eastern areas, the high 9 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very, very, very. I can't thank you enough, actually.
You're very, very, very welcome.
Thank you very much. Tiny there with the news. She'll be back with it in around 25 minutes' time. Live music coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then. So Friday afternoon, what we do, if you're a regular listener, you'll know this, is go outside and drag a busker, a musician, a performer in from their position, their lucrative position, on the streets where they are playing. And we force them at microphone point to play for you in the studio, thereby losing them probably quite a lot of money. Today we welcome, well, he's called Connor, Connor James. Hello, Connor.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thanks for coming in. Where did we drag you from? That's the first question.
Knocking around South Bank.
Knocking around the South Bank. Yeah, yeah, do you have a specific, because we a lot of buskers come through here, and I'm always interested to hear, you know, where they are, where they think the best crowds are, and of course the weather is now terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why the South Bank? Just because of tourists? And
yeah, I mean, I'm actually quite new to sort of the busking game in London. I only really applied for my licence a couple of months ago.
Okay.
But I used to busk a lot. I'm from Worcester originally, and I used to busk a lot around there, cut my teeth on that sort of thing.
What's it like busking in Worcester?
It's just the one place that everyone sort of fights over, you know? So it's the town centre, the high street, where all the shops are, and on a Saturday, that's where everyone's trying to...
Okay, so is it the... I mean, London is sort of viewed as the place to come and ply that particular trade, then?
Yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Now, I don't mean to be rude at all, but what you've done there is pick the wrong months to apply for your busking licence. If you'd done that way back at the start of the year, you'd have the whole summer to play with.
No, I know, yeah. But I was very busy in the summer. I was out in May on tour, so had a really amazing time there. So I had a lot of sun playing live for that. I've just been... I was just having a beer with a friend, and she was telling me about busking and that she uses it to sort of practice a lot of new material, and also that the money's pretty decent, and...
Yeah, you know. Is it though? I mean, don't give us figures.
Well, yeah, but, no, for sure. I mean, it obviously varies, especially when the winter sort of comes in. But from what I've been told, one day's sort of couple hours busking can be a decent little earner.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Well, it's also she was foolish to tell you this because you're her rival.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's.
But you have I mean, she was part of the Network Rail one. They have like a rotor, which I thought was pretty organised. You play within like the sort of the stations like London Bridge or Waterloo or something.
I like the way that Network Rail's organisation of buskers is better than their train organisation. Yeah, quite spectacular.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they cannot do that.
No.
But yet, here they are going, you know, we're Network Rail, and the priority, I think, is passengers.
Yeah.
However, let's sort out the music, guys. Let's just do that first.
So, yeah, you go in and you sign in, and so you have your allotted slot, and no one can mess with that, and you can't mess with anyone else, and...
Okay, so London for that long, Worcester before. How long have you been playing music though? Since you were very young? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 23 now. I picked up sort of drums about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then studied music throughout school. Moved to London and studied at uni, and then graduated and just been doing it since. Really.
Yeah.
So I've been in London about 5 years now.
Difficult to busk with drums though, isn't it? That's a tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna carry it around. All yeah. Do you know it's Nelly Furtado's birthday today, by the way?
That's why. Then there was a couple of Nelly Furtado gags.
Yeah,
people
are getting involved. Yeah, and Britney Spears as well. The actress, American actress Lucy Liu.
Right. Okay.
The late.
I didn't know that. No.
Rick Savage. Off of Def Leppard, his birthday as well.
I'm playing none of those music artists, unfortunately.
It's also
not very well briefed.
It's also someone else's birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. I mean, I don't.
If you want to wish a happy birthday to Nelly Furtado,
happy birthday, Nelly Furtado. Yeah,
brilliant,
of course.
Good stuff. Now, are you going to play two tracks? We're going to take a break before you do. But what are we going to be hearing?
So I'm going to play one of my songs called "Work It Out."
Yep.
I've just released an EP and it's sort of one of the lead tracks on that. And then I'm going to play Bruno Mars' Treasure.
All right. Connor James, musician, busker, man in a hat, will be playing live for us in a moment on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take traffic and travel now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
TV or laptop. TV or laptop. TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my Sky Black Friday reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
Okay, I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Black Friday.
Offer ends 4th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
The festive season is almost here. And if you know someone who's driving home for Christmas, make sure there are more than just wrong turns and arguments over who left the snacks at home by giving them the gift of digital radio in their car. They'll be able to listen to all their favourite stations, plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through an existing car radio. Just buy them an easy fit adapter and they're good to go. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you get all your available stations.
To find out how to get the gift of in-car digital radio, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Hampshire, the northbound side of the M3, there's one lane closed due to some debris on the carriageway between Junction 4A at Farnborough and Junction 4 at Camberley. It's the outside lane which is closed. In the West Midlands, the northbound M42, long delays, 4 at Shirley up towards 7 for the M6. Two lanes are closed between 6 and 7. That's due to recovery work of an accident. And finally, in Lincolnshire, the M180 closed both ways due to emergency repairs between Junction 2 at Gainsborough and Junction 4 at Scornsby and the A80. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers? Check. Another excited customer? Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we find out what our MPs are doing about Britain's space research. We talk with British ghost hunter Rupert Matthews and a special guest, direct from the US, investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe will open the door on her weird world. The parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes! It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am what that bit of production just said. Now, if you were listening just before the break there, you will have heard the man clearing his throat, preparing himself. It's Connor James. He's a musician. We've dragged him in from the streets, because that's what we do on a Friday, to bring you live music. First track is, then, one of your own, right?
Yeah, work it out.
All right, I will. What? fine. Work it out. This is Connor James on Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
I'm feeling stressed again. No time to tease me with what might have been. And I lay awake dreaming of bigger things. But no time to start over again. And I'm feeling pressure now. Maybe my ideas are running now. And who's there to stop me if I spiral down? I need someone there who's by my side. Cause when I see life from the other side, I'm reminded every day it takes a better man to hold it down. But I know I'll be okay. Cause I'll work it out. Yeah, I'll work it out. Work it out. And I'll work it out. Time to evaluate. Should I have done this at a later stage? Not feeling young, but I could take the pace. Just seeing things I have before. Cause when I see life from the other side, I'm reminded every day it takes a better man to hold it down. But I know I'll be okay. Cause I'll work it out. Yeah, I'll work it out. Work it out. And I'll work it out. I remind it every day. It takes a better man to hold it down. But I know I'll be okay. Cause I'll work it out. Yeah, I'll work it out. Work it out. And I'll work it out.
Come on! There it is. Live music on a Friday, that's what we do, even though it contravenes our Ofcom licence. Connor, so that's one of your own, as you said.
Yeah.
And this is an EP you've got.
Yeah, I released it on Halloween, actually, coincidentally. But October 31st, yeah, it's called Every Action.
Yep.
Connor James, and yeah, it's on iTunes, Spotify, everything.
Yeah.
Like that.
And are you one of these street people that flog it in front of your act? Do you do that?
I don't. When I'm busking, I just sort of disagree with that sort of.
Okay, that's interesting. Some do, some don't.
I mean, I was always turned off, even like as a kid when I go to Covent Garden and you see people busking and stuff, and they got their CDs there and they're like a tenner, and you don't even pay, or at the time you didn't anyway, you wouldn't even pay £10 for a CD in HMV, and I thought it was a bit cheeky. But then at the same time, the flip side is they're trying to make a living from it, which I also understand.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, but I keep the sort of the busking, because obviously it's cover heavy as well, I keep that quite separate to my sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And try and keep them separate.
All right. So do you, in terms of where you do it in London, we talked about sort of Network Rail, mm-hmm. organising buskers better than they organise trains,
mm-hmm.
And your preferred spots and so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. when do you have to, not queue up exactly, but in terms of doing the South Bank, because there's a lot, there's places along the South Bank.
I've only done it once, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
But I did it with a friend once, and I met him quite late, but he said he'd been there a long time sort of thing and just waiting for their spot. But as I said, I don't really know South Bank too well. I imagine it gets in the summer. I just can't.
Yeah, well, it is.
I can't even imagine how it really works.
I mean, it is. That's just, so you timed it badly. You need to.
Yeah. Next summer
could be your thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So what track are we playing next?
I'm going to do a Bruno Mars cover because he's sort of everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just love this tune. I think he's a great musician, so yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Baby, I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you're a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I know that you don't know it, but you
fine, so fine. Oh, I know you when I tell you that you're mine, oh mine. Oh, treasure, that is what you are. You're my golden star. If you can make my wish come true, let me treasure you. Let me treasure you. Oh, oh, oh. Pretty girl, pretty girl, pretty girl, you should be smiling. A girl like you should never look so blue. And you're everything I see in my dreams. I wouldn't say that to you if it wasn't true. Oh, 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 oh. I know that you don't know, but you're fine, so fine. Oh, I know you when I tell you that you're mine, oh, mine. Oh, treasure, that is what you are. You're my golden star. You can make my wish come true. Let me treasure you. Let me treasure you. Oh, oh, oh. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Yeah, you, 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 you are. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. You are my treasure. Yeah, you, 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 you are. That is what you are. Honey, you're my golden star. If you can make my wish come true, if you let me treasure you, if you let me treasure you.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Friday, and thus we bring you live music, possibly in breach of license. Right, Yasmin Khan with you from 4 o'clock. She'll be here doing Friday Drive, of course. That's Connor James. Connor, where would we find you online so we could buy your EP?
Of course.
And thus put food in your mouth.
Yeah, Connor James, Every Action on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that. And then Facebook pages, Twitter, Instagram, just Connor James Music.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
No worries. All right. Do you want to wish happy birthday to Nelly Furtado again before you...
Yeah, one more time. Yeah. So happy birthday to Nelly Furtado.
Good news. It's Nelly Furtado's birthday today, along with Britney Spears and Gianni Versace. He's dead. And Gary Becker, the American economist, it's his birthday. All the big names, notable names, birthdays today. Britney Spears as well. Rick Savage, I'm off of Def Leppard, Yasmin. Did you know, Yasmin, it's Nelly Furtado's birthday? Happy birthday,
Nelly Furtado. I didn't. Happy birthday.
It's also my nan's.
She's
like,
is it your nan? Yeah. It's Connor's nan's birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's her name, Connor?
Audrey.
Audrey,
happy birthday, Audrey.
Brilliant. Oh, it's really good to celebrate that.
And obviously, Nelly again.
Yeah. Oh, Nelly. I mean, you know, what's a Friday without a Furtado? Well, it's Furtado Friday.
Furtado. No, it's Brown Friday. I thought we'd established
it's
this.
It's Brown Friday because you're here.
Yes. So racist. Not in front of the guests.
What boxes are you ticking this afternoon?
All of them.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so Yasmin Khan for Friday Drive. What's coming up on it?
Loads of stuff. How are you, first of all?
I'm fine.
Very good, very good.
I mean, that was just, you're not interested, are you? That was just polite.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Basically.
Just checking.
It was just colleagues.
Yeah.
That was just colleagues. It's Friday, so we will have music review, two guests for new tracks of choice. Also on a musical tip this evening, we're going to be talking about the Now albums. Now, that's what I call music. The Rock's number 95.
Why are you celebrating 95? surely wait for 100.
We should, I mean, but really. I like to be different.
Okay.
So why have they endured? Because everybody can stream, download stuff, pick their own compilations at the click of a, you know, click of a mouse. So interesting to see why they have endured.
I mean, presumably they don't sell anywhere near as much as they did when they
We're going to be finding out.
Spoiler alert, John.
All right. I've got the first one on vinyl.
On vinyl, it's apparently worth quite a bit.
You joke, is it?
No.
It had a pig on the front.
It did. And there's a history to this. It's because Richard Branson, who started all of this, had a poster of a pig and a chicken.
Yep.
And the chicken... No, the pig is the one... The chicken is singing and the pig's leaning over the wall and
that's
goes,
right.
Now that's what I call music.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from.
Well, but I have that.
There you go.
So how much is it worth?
Some of them, amongst my research, I saw that some of the vinyl ones are worth about 50 quid each.
Well, that's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
I'll take that.
It might be worth more if it's the first one, I don't know.
Right.
But also in the show today, top of the hour, we're going to be talking about the by-election, Richmond.
We've been talking about it ourselves today, as you can imagine. You've heard the clip of Julie Hartley Brewer.
Yes, with Ms. Olney.
Very funny.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, she had to go and do another interview. We were discussing what would have been better, to hang up and just pretend like you'd lost mobile signal?
That's what you do. You don't just be silent and give it to someone, panic, and give it to someone next to you. You just go...
Also,
I'm on a train, Julia.
Isn't that what you do when you're about sort of 14 and a half, when your best friend goes, can you phone that boy for me that I like? And then you lose your bottle and pass the phone over.
I haven't seen her do one interview since that as well, so I don't know what other interview she had to
go to.
Yeah.
It's probably that she probably closed down her whole day.
Probably gone for some media training.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what she needs.
Awkward. So we'll be talking about that, not the media training, although maybe. We're also talking about a new national anti-hate crime campaign, which is just launched off the back of the sort of race hate crimes that have happened since Brexit. We're going to find out more about it. I'm not sure how these things work. There's a hashtag going with it called Better Than That. I'm not sure that these work. They're very well-meaning, but I think there's a little bit of echo chamber about it. You're probably tweeting to people who agree with you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so it might raise awareness,
Is also why you find that, we'll talk about why Brexit happened and why Trump happened, and it's partly the same echo chamber wider argument, I think, in that it's the liberal media, if you like,
talking to itself
and leaving out all the people that actually have an opinion over there.
It's like me and these Andover.
Look at this.
There you go.
Like we were almost professional.
Almost. We've got the very brilliant, the 89-year-old who advertised that he wanted a job.
Yes, that's right.
We're talking to him on the show.
Has he got one now?
He's got a job. Yeah. He told me all about it. He hasn't started yet, but we spoke to him earlier on because it was getting a bit late for him to talk to us during the show.
Yeah.
So we had a little pre-record with him.
How nice.
He's lovely.
Good.
Very inspiring young man.
Got it?
And Muslims. We're talking about Muslims.
Of course you are. Right, it's... by the way, if you are a Muslim, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And Nelly Furtado. And
Happy Winterval. Because apparently we all hate it.
You hate it. Oh, yeah.
Love a bit of Christmas.
You're not allowed.
I am. I have turkey and everything. It is quite funny. When I go back to my family home in Yorkshire, there's usually quite a long queue out of the halal butchers of people going, have you not got any turkey this year? So there you go. Muslims love Christmas. No,
I'm dreaming of a brown Christmas.
Oh, bless.
Right, so Yasmin Khan with you.
Again, your lovely guest is now completely flummoxed.
With you on Drive next on Talk Radio. We're back Monday, 1 till 4. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Not you, Nelly Furtado.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.